No, I don't have it down yet. I believe I'll give up on it. I didn't realize country music was that hard to play.
Don't give up yet. Strumming is kind of a pain in the ass to get in that so-called rhythm, and it will be more frustrating. But it's not any more frustrating than any of the other stuff you try to learn.
Seems to be harder.
You just have to.
Yeah, I have to, but I won't.
Yeah. You have to go slow at first, and you have to tell yourself and say it out loud. Whatever strumming pattern it is, if it's down, down, up, 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 down.
Well, how do you know which one it is? Dr. Thornton was trying to show me yesterday during a break. He goes, it's like, chunk, chicka, chunk, chicka. I can only do chunk. Anything beyond that, I don't know why I ever picked up a guitar in my life.
And also, too, like with the strumming thing, it doesn't have to be just like they do it. Long as it's within rhythm of the song, you're fine.
I was obviously under the wrong impression that strumming was easier than...
I always thought it was, too. You look at country guys, and they're just going din, 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 up and down.
Yeah, because you're...
But it ain't just up and down. Obviously, it's like halfway down, then all the way down, and then up.
Okay.
Yeah, there's different patterns. It's
and how
crazy.
Johnny Cash plays in a figure eight... His strumming, that's what he does.
Yeah, and sometimes it's...
It looks really odd, but as soon as you see anybody do it, whether you've ever noticed or not, you go, that's the way Johnny Cash does it.
Okay.
Yeah, just the different patterns. It's like, why is it got to be... Well, sometimes it's got to start on an upstroke, and other times it's got to start a downstroke, and then certain downstrokes in a row. And then, yeah, you're right, Russ, and then just the half of the upstroke, and then Jesus...
Would changing the pick that you're using, Russ, help out at all?
You know what? That's the last thing we've tried to change out. Might be it.
Because you're using a hard pick. You're using, I think, the hardest one that...
A hard pick or a soft pick is not going to change the fact that I have no rhythm.
What if you just get a big pick?
Like a clown-sized pick?
Yeah.
You know, even if I was off of the strumming, it still looked fun to play.
Yeah.
Just get one of those, get a guitar about the size of this console.
Yeah. Get like one of those handheld fans up and down.
I mean, Alfie may have a point. If you get a thinner pick that has a little bit more give, it may help with the rhythm.
Help a lot.
Because it won't seem so robotic.
That is not going to change the fact that I have no rhythm.
You've got rhythm.
Really?
I believe you. I believed you when you said yesterday or whenever it was that you absolutely cannot dance. That's fine. I will give you that.
Okay, and that kind of goes along with having rhythm.
Yeah, but that's... You,
if I can't do the two-step, I have no rhythm.
You may just have coordination issues. You might have the rhythm
that
in your heart.
That goes along with rhythm.
Bad. I'm saying you might have the rhythm inside you. We just got to find a way to get it out.
Is that too loud?
No.
See, I can get things like a... Know what that is? Or whatever it is. Been a while since I played that.
Yeah.
Or...
See, that to me looks more difficult because in there I think you hit only like one, two, three strings. But you're hitting one string at a time.
Sound out of tune?
A little bit, yes.
And to me, that's more precise.
Alfie, you tuned it, right?
Yes, I did.
More precise what?
When you can only hit the one string, that to me has to be more precise because you got to make sure you hit that string and not any of the others. Strumming... Again, I may be wrong. This seems like it'd be easier.
Theoretically.
Okay. That was good.
But strumming?
No, yeah, show me strumming. No cough cheats.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again.
That's fine.
Sounds to me like you got it. I don't hear.
No, that's not right though.
There's like a little like it's weird the way it goes because you have to look. It's almost like putting in a fill in the middle of the strumming, but still it's a kind of like a half of a chord.
But it's for the most part it's there. I mean, none of us are familiar enough with the song to feel like, oh, his strumming
well,
is
there's
terrible.
A fill, but the bass player does it, doesn't he?
Yeah, but I'm saying like the little half strum that you have to do is kind of like a fill because it's a rhythm, makes the rhythm a little funky.
Do I pull up?
Yeah, it depends on what you're doing. If you're doing,
all
like,
I know is I got my ass chewed by Mike Mraz, lead guitarist for Back in Black.
Mm-hmm.
But he was teaching me Highway to Hell. I went, all right, so I do the A. Do I pull back up before I go to the next chord? He goes, we do not strum AC/DC. And as for somebody that's timid as Mike is,
yeah,
he actually leaned forward. And it was like it was something. It's like the 11th commandment. We do not strum AC/DC.
He came down from the mountain.
Sounds distorted.
Yeah, that's definitely a strumming pattern, but it depends on what time signature it is.
That is a strumming pattern.
Yes.
Not for songs.
Mm-mm.
There's plenty of songs that have that pattern.
Have you tried it on acoustic? Because sometimes strumming.
Well, this is supposed to be an acoustic sound.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. It's...
Yeah, I've got 13 guitars.
Well.
And I can't play any of them.
Yes, you can. You
can play.
Yeah, you can play on all of them. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Things gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here again.
So yeah, when you start singing, it changes because it's kind of hard to strum in a pattern and sing.
It's also hard. He's technically playing two instruments: voice and guitar. You may have missed your calling.
That was awesome. That sounded really good.
I feel like I should play some rock so people don't think I'm totally gone.
He's gone country. Look at them boots.
Actually, he would sound good singing that.
Which one?
That you've gone country?
Alan Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got an email from Chuck. He goes, we need to add, he goes, it's a white trash party. We should do some country song.
Yeah.
He goes, we've got to do Merle. Oh, how all of a sudden did Merle become my albatross?
You refer to it as your albatross, but really, I think Merle is more your spirit animal.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it sounds good.
Spirit animal. You mean like my Indian guide to the other world?
Sort of. It'd be sort of like your animal alter ego. Like for some might be a wolf or a bear, a tiger. Yours is Merle Haggard.
I'm sure a pick, and obviously most people don't care about this, a thinner one might help.
Yes, because...
But it's still in the wrist.
Yeah, but...
It's still, I have to move the pick.
Yes, but it gives a little more, so it allows your wrist to be a little bit more fluid.
Why not just get thinner strings?
No.
See, I'm afraid to pull back up on the strumming because I'm afraid Mike's going to come running into the room. But I tell you about strumming.
See, that's your problem. You have that in your head now.
That's the first time you ever jumped my ass. We do not strum, AC/DC.
So that right there, that's some trauma that you're having to deal with. And that's what makes you gun-shy on the strumming.
Yes. I just like the first part. Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once more.
All right. Put this down.
Chuck is right. For a white trash party, it makes sense to do a little bit of country.
Let's just do this once so I feel like I've cleansed myself.
Okay. You're
Whoa.
Strumming a... Hey!
Alfie, if Mike calls on the hotline, don't answer it.
It's not singing, he just killed it.
Somebody talk till I get back. I'll pull some strumming patterns. some easy ones. You know, because I need to refresh too, because there's sometimes I'm like, what am I doing?
Are there like two factions? Strummers and pickers?
Well, no, it's not really factions. It's like, you know. It's
just, I know what Dan's asking, because I can hit the solid notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like does one side look down on the other?
No, not at all.
I'm going to think, whether you like it or not, I think even rock musicians would say country's harder to play in certain areas.
Oh, yeah, there's rock guitar players would be like, woo. You know, some of that country stuff is whoop-ass.
I know, it would just sound really weird to hear, say, I don't know, Kirk Hammett from Metallica say, man, I can play some Metallica, but man, I don't know about that Brad Paisley stuff.
I don't know. You listen to some of the solos in the country, like a solo in is it God Bless Texas?
I don't recall that, but...
I forget, but there are some that I wouldn't even know.
Mm. Yeah, there's a lot. It just, you don't really pay attention to it. Oh, okay, just solo. Da, 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 da. And when you really listen to it, you're like, damn, there's a lot going on.
That's why I don't play solos. All right, what kind of strum pattern is this then?
It's like a 1-2.
Bitch, I don't know. Things are going to be the way they... Maybe I'll just paint the strings on the guitar and they'll think I'm playing.
That's brilliant.
I mean,
if people can paint by numbers, surely you can play by paint.
Well, that way I'm not playing anything. They have no idea.
Mm-hmm. You have a hologram right hand or left, whatever.
Yeah, he's going to come out backstage. He's going to be like a green sleeve on his hand.
Why a green sleeve?
CGI.
The audience will still be able to see it.
Yeah, but the video will look kick-ass.
And the Chuck already emailed Jacob, the leader of our brass section, mm-hmm. So he's writing up an arrangement for these country songs with horn section.
Oh, my God.
Since we don't have a steel guitar player, they're going to take that.
Of course.
Sweet.
Country brass.
I figure if we're going to f*** it up, that's the only thing in my life that I don't do half-ass is f*** up.
And that's the truth.
Alfie, what do you got on hold?
Those are people hoping to help your strumming.
Do we really want to continue with this?
If you don't want, we don't have to.
Well, he knows that.
I'm just asking, have I bored us all?
No.
Now I'm curious what this strum pattern is on this other one. Hmm. Like I could do that one. That's more of a sort of a Chuck Berry. Do 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 do.
Yeah, that's not. It doesn't get crazy.
Country music boys out of their mind. Get on stage and they just say, "Hey, if it plays, play one." Okay, I'll run through these. Yes, Alan.
Hey,
That helped. Cameron?
Yes.
Go. Sam?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, I was going to help you out with your strum pattern and your picking.
Sure.
One, get a medium pick. That's four country. Use a medium pick. And also, when you're practicing your strum pattern, dead the strings with your hand, like deaden all the strings, then practice your strum pattern. It's almost like you're using it as a percussion instrument almost. And that'll help you out with your getting your strum pattern down.
Okay, I get that. That sort of makes sense. And kind of like you're just tapping on a counter.
Gotcha.
Same thing with guitar.
Correct. And also...
I think I'm going to just start playing with a power drill.
Yeah, if you're gonna do like a Johnny Cash song or something like that, the strum pattern's really easy. You hit one string and then you strum down and you come out and hit another string and strum down. For an example, if you were making a G chord and you're doing a strum pattern, you'd hit the third string down from the top.
I'm out.
It's pretty cool to be able to see your eyes just kind of glaze.
That's the part where you have to break it down and do it really slow at first.
I just didn't think it was going to be that big of a problem.
I've seen you play with a drill. Mm-hmm. Not only is it effective, but it looks pretty badass.
Yeah, I actually took a drill bit and strapped a guitar pick to the end of it.
Oh, that's right. Screw you, Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah. that song from Pulp Fiction, whatever it is.
Misery Lou or whatever.
Yeah. Because I can't strum that fast. I had it down with a guitar pick, Jack.
I bet.
I mean, with a power drill.
We should have taken a photo of that and put it on Pinterest.
Or a video. Is there a video?
No.
Okay. Light or medium heavy spot load today?
It's a medium to heavy spot load today.
Okay. Okay, now I got to listen to what the pattern is with Merle. I don't have a karaoke. I got this one. Is that another hard one?
Back to the Russ Martin Show.
That sounds pretty easy, actually.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going.
A little swift,
big
but...
Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Can you play the guitar, Kenzie? I see
yeah.
you over there strumming.
Yeah.
Can you strum?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you'll play the guitar and I'll do the songs.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. But she's running around backstage. I gotta go.
No,
I can't
decent.
Feel my arms.
I'm decent. I can play chords. I can strum pretty well. I used to be a lot better when I was younger, but I could pick it back up pretty easily.
You don't think you've aged out of it?
No, because like with the strumming, like when you listen to the song, I can tell you the strumming pattern.
Can you strum for more than 30 seconds?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't let me get 30 seconds into Merle and bail.
I won't, I promise. And when I meant younger, I meant not that young, not that long ago.
What's it's always funny when somebody her age,
yeah,
what are you, 22?
23.
Yeah. You know, when I was young,
so
eat my
shit.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
First check on traffic. Alfie Coys and KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Join Me. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, westbound I-20, right at Campus Drive. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there's completely stopped back from Forest Hill. Also in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, right at West Loop, 820. Got an accident blocking the ramp to go northbound. Traffic there's kind of slow back from Las Vegas Trail. And finally in Dallas, southbound 45, right at Illinois Avenue. Got an accident there. It's blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Overton. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Tonight, more rain, and of course, it will be cold, a low of 38. Tomorrow, morning clouds, afternoon sun, and a high around 50. Right now, 42 at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Thank God, Almighty.
You got audio you want to start with?
Sure.
Sure, we're excited yesterday.
Well, it's very, it's not very often you're excited about the State of the Union.
Yeah, that's true.
And there wasn't that much to it, short of, you know, the Republicans applauding when Obama said, I'm not campaigning anymore.
Yeah, cut 7.
Oh, you want it again?
Yeah, I like it. I spent like 5 minutes on it yesterday. Maybe 10.
Cutting that up?
No, just adding the other stuff.
Oh, that version.
Mm-hmm. My thug life version.
Yeah. I have no more campaigns to run. My only agenda. I know because I won both of them.
Should have at least taken it to the mama said knock you out.
To get there, I could have bumped it up. I would have taken out part of it, but I was like, I thought about starting it at mama said knock you out, but I was like, I think it makes sense to start it with the penis line.
Oh, I didn't realize he said penis.
Oh, yeah. That sold it.
I think we all collaborated, like, okay, what would be the best song to do this?
I know. When we started out with thinking, oh, man, I know because I want them both straight out of Compton.
Did you try other songs? Anything from, like, NWA?
Oh, yeah. We act, the thing was, though, it's not
in
like
this case,
was...
it would be PWA.
Aha.
Presidents.
Very true. Yeah, actually, the other people had already done some. And really, it was just trying to find one that we hadn't heard yet.
I think you probably could have run it up to the vocals of CeeLo Green.
That would have been interesting.
That's
you. Yeah.
But you're right. It's more in the style of a finger without a finger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, I don't care for most of his policies and what he wants to do, but man, I know a burn when I hear one. And dear God, the man can handle a heckler.
He's good at delivering written lines that mm-hmm. are, you know, comedic, and coming up with on his own. He's somebody that you'd want to hang out with, but he's not somebody that I agree with a good portion of his policies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like continually to look at the rich or even the upper middle class and go, well, they've got to pay more. We already pay more. It's not just a flat tax, which really, even a flat tax is not truly fair.
Yeah,
because 25% of, you know, $100, or if I make $5,000, I'm paying more than the guy $100 getting all the same services.
Mm-hmm.
There's no equality in taxes.
I think most of what they try to say is sort of like that uber rich, that the $1 million plus, but even then. Above that, because you hear about the guys like Warren Buffett, who says, I paid less taxes than my secretary did. And she makes however much she makes. It was way less than him.
Is it because, I don't know, do you pay taxes on investments? Or?
Yeah, I mean, you got capital gains stuff. But, I mean, capital gains is taxed at what, like 15%?
Capital gains is low, and that's one of Obama's big things, is to bring capital gains taxes back up higher where they used to be.
So if I'm going to sell my house... and I make money off of it, that would be a capital gain?
That, I don't know if it qualifies. I think the biggest thing is stock market gains. Like if you buy share of stock.
My guess is anytime you make money on something, that's a capital gain, and it has to be taxed. And the whole inheritance tax thing, what a butt screw job.
Yeah.
Okay? Money that taxes have already been paid on over and over again, and then you leave it to your children, and they get to pay an inheritance tax.
And I think part of it might actually be...
You think that would almost be illegal? Double taxation?
Yeah. I know. I'm pretty positive our forefathers wouldn't have stood for it. But I think part of it also has to do with... I think most of us as, you know, citizens might be okay with more taxes if we thought that our tax dollars were actually put to good use.
I think for the
most... Or at the very least, figure out the money you got. Quit wasting money you've got. Instead of asking for more to waste.
it's put to good use. There's just a lot of waste that goes along with it. You've got, I think there was a story that came out today. The government paid, I don't know, $425, something like that?
Yeah.
To figure out how gay apps work, where the gay community uses GPS on their other partners and hooks up.
Yeah. The National Institutes of Health has spent nearly $500,000 studying gay hookup apps like Grindr. The government awarded $432,000 to Columbia University to interview gay men who use GPS dating apps and determine whether it increases their likelihood of engaging in risky sexual behavior.
No. Just makes it easier.
Smartphone technologies, according to the grant.
And
for
I don't
the
know why they think all gays are nymphos.
I don't think they're saying that it does. They just want to see if using the apps adds to their promiscuity.
Well, let's see.
If at all.
Let's say if it does. You can't outlaw the app just because somebody is promiscuous.
No. And honestly, I don't think they're looking to outlaw the app. I'm sure that someone somewhere would say this study is a small part of some sort of ongoing larger thing that someone's trying to figure out as far as just, I don't know, social behavior. I know for one, like the Grindr version. That's the
well,
gay
then that
version.
Would be then it should be a more of a study on socialism. A degree in if you get a degree in socialism,
sociology.
Sociology. That's studying the masses, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, societies and such.
Well, that would be more research for them as mm-hmm. opposed to the government saying, "Hey, figure out where homos hook up."
Yeah. And in
and what do they do when they hook up? First of all, you don't know what's going on once they hook up. It's not like they're going to fill out a form.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you have completed your task, I mean, if you guys are done, I see you breaking out the shrimp and straw. Do you feel like, on a scale of 1 to 10, agree or disagree,
mm-hmm.
I engaged in this behavior because of this fabulous app?
And the thing is, it sounds so doubly stupid because that type of app works for gays and straights. There's a reason why Tinder is so popular. Because Tinder was popular, that's why Grindr is popular for gays. It's a map to find someone to hook up with. It's helped everybody hook up, at least those who were on it.
Okay, let's go back to the original question. If they find out it creates more promiscuity, what are you going to do?
The overall study goal, this is according to the grant for the project, the overall study goal is to understand how sexual risk behaviors among MSM, which is men who have sex with men, may be facilitated by the nature of GPS-enabled smartphone applications, the way they are used, and the process by which sexual partnering occurs via smartphone applications.
I don't know. Just when I pick up fellas, I just put the rainbow sticker on the back of my John Deere and ride up and down the street. I plow now near close to the street so they can tell. And they know I ain't talking about Lucky Charms.
No. They know.
Although
that.
My penis is, I don't even have to finish the sentence. But it is.
Yeah.
Magically
delicious.
Well, maybe you, what are some of the apps? What'd you say?
Gay hookup app is Grindr. Then the straight version is Tinder. That's what I told you before that you should get on.
Why?
For fun.
Here's what people are missing out on. Is these services are for people who have no real connection to the outside world. If I really wanted to start dating, I'd open it up.
See, all right, that's bitches, not true.
Bitches, send in pictures. I'm going to pick the best. And you know they would because I've never solicited for pictures, and I still get them.
Right. But since you just said that, someone somewhere, a large herd, heard that and are now getting their hoofs to a keyboard.
You can do whatever you want. I'm not going to run the risk of us having sex and the game warden coming up on me.
They are not so forgiving.
Hey, boy, are you that creature? No, sir.
You better have a license.
Well, I'll let you go ahead and finish since those creatures ain't no endangered species. They seem to be rampant. Tell me about it, brother. It's funny, I haven't gotten a picture in, 4 or 5 months.
Well, you've been sick for half of it. But you've also done pretty good job of railing against the creatures and those from the Black Lagoon. So,
but they don't know they're creatures.
But what they do is, since you're right. I mean, you've been on them for a while, and some still send you photos. But maybe you've actually scared some away.
Now, I've had chicks kind of go a roundabout way. Hey, I'm not looking to hook up. I'm just curious if you think I'm doable.
That is so weird. Why do you care?
For some reason, they value what I think. I mean, if you really want to know, send your picture to a modeling agency or there are apps online that will scan the picture and tell you if your face is symmetrical and give you 1 to 10 on your attractiveness.
Yeah. However, you said it before, but using an app like Tinder or something like that, doesn't mean you're a basement dweller. Kenzie is 23. I bet she has lots of friends that are not basement dwellers that are using it.
So many.
See?
The Tinder?
Mm-hmm.
You got anybody on the Grindr?
No.
And are they actually meeting men, women through the Tinder app?
Yeah. It does the swipe thing, and so when you like someone, it shows where they are. And I mean, I've seen my friend do it, and the person was in the same bar we were.
I don't know what the swipe thing is.
He has no idea
okay.
what Tinder is.
You swipe. You there's pictures that pop up. You like them, you swipe one way. You don't like them, you swipe the other
okay,
way.
Okay, just like when you look at your photo album on the phone.
Got it.
Okay. All right, so say I swipe it in the direction that says I like them, then what?
They see your picture, and if they swipe in the same direction you did, then y'all have like a chat room thing that pops up, I believe.
Yeah, on your phone, it's like a direct text, but it's not through your phone, it's through the app.
Yes.
So they don't have your phone number or anything.
And if they swiped the other way and didn't like you, then nothing would happen. Then you say, hey, where are you at? Hey, I'm watching you from the other side of the bar. Okay, let's go do it in the bathroom.
I'm still naked out here in Rivershawn Park. You coming or not? And wear something so I can tell it's you because I've already talked to two cops.
I would be afraid that would be just like a dating profile. You know what I mean? Because they put the good picture on there, and then all of a sudden, hey, we're here. And that now it creates a really uncomfortable situation because you actually meet.
Well, yeah. If their picture is a fair representation of what they look like. But I'm going to need more than just a headshot because there's a lot of stuff bitches hide from the neck down.
Yeah, and what if it's not that person at all? I mean, I don't know. Just
you never know.
Well, if it's not them, you go to the place to meet. You don't see the person because they didn't use the right picture, and you bail. All but you always friends. Make it a place where there's a lot of heavy sex traffic, like Riverson Plaza. Or the park someplace in Fort Worth at Ty Herndon. Wasn't it the guy?
Yep. Yeah, it was yes. Ty Herndon. What's the name of that damn park? Gateway. I think it was, or maybe that's just in my head. Is there the Gateway Park? You bet it is.
The only reason I know about... Is it Rivershawn Park? Is that right?
Rivershawn's one in Dallas off of Maple.
I know about that because I used to have a friend that worked in whatever building is across the street. It was a radio station. I don't know what was over there.
The Heritage Auctions building now.
Okay. But he said, hey, park downstairs and I come down and get you. Do not park across the street. I went, why? Well, there may be a few people that approach you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not giving money to beggars. That's mm-hmm. not what they are. No.
At least not begging for what you think.
Like, I did get an email from Chick. Why do you call us creatures? Where does it come from? So I just sent her the clip from the Andy Griffith Show where some lady called Ernest T. Bass a creature.
And then she responded, okay, I get it now.
I guess. Let me see if I can find it.
God, he gets mad.
Creature! Who are you calling a creature?
Because they were trying to do the My Fair Lady. It was like it was a mini episode of the Andy Griffith Show. Kind of a My Fair Lady with Ernest T. Bass.
Okay.
They were trying to turn him into a silk purse.
Mm.
Hi, you Mrs. Wiley. Thank you, Mrs. Wiley. He had all these lines remembered. And I forgot what she said, or he said, and then she, get that creature out of here.
Queen stick! Who you calling a queen stick?
Kenzie, do you know who Ernest T. Bass is? Andy Griffith Show?
Yes.
He's the guy that ran around with a big bag, you know, like a paper boys would carry when they're throwing papers over his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
But it was always full of bricks.
It was?
Yeah. And he'd throw them at people.
Wait. Is that true?
Yeah. It's a TV show. Why would I make it up?
He threw bricks at people? I thought shows back in the day were supposed to be all kind and...
Not Ernest C. Bass.
Mm-mm. He was the edge on Andy Griffith.
Okay.
He was the dangerous element.
And then when he'd get wound up and jump on Barney's back. That's something else you need to watch if you ever come over on a Sunday for television day. We'll watch a few Andy Griffith shows.
Okay.
Because that's one of the few shows that actually holds up. Somebody throwing bricks is funny regardless if it's the 60s or the 21st century.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it worked in Andy Griffith, and it also worked for Jackass. Some things are just timeless.
Okay. You want to get to a quick audio clip before we break?
Sure. Let's do cut number 9. Actually, this is a lot quicker, but it's frightening. Cut 8. This is a woman in Canada. She missed a ferry to Vancouver on New Year's Eve because she was 5 minutes late. Part of the why she freaks out is because the ferry's still there. They just, the cutoff had happened and they would not let her on.
You don't understand what you're feeling! What's happening? What's happening? You don't understand! 5 minutes! You have no idea what it means to people!
And just like that, she was gone.
Yeah, that's going to convince me to let you on.
Yeah, come on.
Was anybody restraining her, or is she just screaming because she's running back and forth?
She's at a ticket counter, and there's like one other person that you see, and that person starts to slowly back away. And yeah, this chick just starts wigging out at the counter. She's got her rolling suitcase, and then she starts walking away and flipping out, and eventually she leaves out the front sliding windows.
Valerie. Valerie. Calm down. I played one song out of rotation. I'm sorry. That is dangerously close to some of the times I heard Valerie have a fit in the hall or in front of me, except hers was a little more high-pitched and scarier.
Much.
Mm-hmm.
Much.
That was like Valerie's lead-up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's with Valerie and the fits? Like, someone needs to fill me in a little bit.
Valerie used to be our news director for the show, and she would just get, sometimes when Brad and I, we were doing mornings together in the beginning, we'd push her along just to see if we could wind her up. And it didn't take much.
Now, see, Russ kind of downplays it. But oh, we'll do a little poke here and there, but you know what
figured,
that means.
Yeah, I do.
But if she really got mad about not getting it, it was never really anything petty. Most of it was stupid, but it wasn't really petty. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not like I didn't get an appearance, so I'm going to have a fit. To me, that would be petty. She never did that.
She had a reason for it. It just, to you, didn't seem worthwhile.
No. She was talking about, I was driving across 635, 845 one morning, and, I was going about 70, and Brad and I went, there's no way you drive 70 on 635. I did it. No, it's impossible. Why is it impossible? Traffic isn't always bad. Yeah, it is. In the morning, 635, regardless of the year, it's bad. So I think you're making it up. Valerie, there's no way. There's no way. And then she actually jumped up out of her newsroom, which was separate from the studio, jumped up from the console, went out the door. Brad and me, two grown men, crawled up underneath our consoles, just waiting to see if she was coming in.
Yeah, just imagine.
That's just one of those anxious moments
mm-hmm.
where you just wait for the door to get kicked open and there's no place to go.
Nope.
Brad and I are looking, going, all right, it's only like six floors up. All right, we'll break. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
405. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Russ, Eagle traffic brought to you by Goya. Let's get started off in Dallas, westbound I-30, right at Jim Miller. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic goes only backed up back to St. Francis. And in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, right at West Loop 820, got an accident blocking the ramp to go northbound. Traffic there is backed up back from Las Vegas Trail. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Tonight, rainy and cold, a low of 38. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning. Give way to afternoon sun as we hit a high around 50. Right now, 42. And 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
Okay. What other audio did you want to get to before we started news?
I've also got, and this is kind of fun, cut number 9. This is a video of a little boy, probably like 6 or 7, and for whatever reason he picks up his phone, mom's phone, whatever, and starts describing his first kiss.
To who?
I don't know, he didn't say.
Hi, this is Griffin. This is amazing. I got my first kiss today, and it's just so mind-blowing that I can't just feel it. Ugh. It's mixed up in my head and heart when she kisses me. It's so, it goes to my brain, it goes to my heart. It just goes to my brain so much, it just goes kablooey. It's so good. I had a funny feeling. It was so great.
I don't even remember my first kiss. No. You got to remember there's a bigger distance between my first kiss and now as opposed to you. Where was yours? Or when?
Kindergarten. Forgot the teacher's name in this classroom.
You kissed the teacher?
No.
Well, I'm serious.
Oh, I know. That's what you made it sound like.
These bunk bed loft things. They weren't bunk beds, but it was like a play area. And it was underneath that in the corner with Nathan Edgman.
And? Tongue?
No! I was in kindergarten. It
that,
was...
That like doesn't a, necessarily matter.
Like a peck. And then he bought me a bracelet and a ring, and it was really cute. And I still have it.
You got all that just for a peck?
Well, it was plastic.
Aunt Kenzie, will you teach me how to kiss?
Absolutely not.
Why? Uncle Dan won't. Nobody wants to help me.
I think Uncle Dan should.
Uncle Dan?
Excuse me?
I love you, Dan. I'm sorry.
Aunt Kenzie, teach me how to tongue kiss.
No. You can do that yourself.
It doesn't feel the same.
Practice with
air. I practiced before on the something.
On what?
Let's just say. Because it wasn't my cat. Nobody wants to teach me how to kiss? Uncle Chloe, you're going gay. Teach me how to kiss.
I don't know how to... I don't know how to kiss, really. And I'm not going gay.
You have a gay date this weekend.
I don't know. No. I don't know. I don't know if it's happening or not. We're not agreeing on places to go.
Where did he want to go?
Where did who want to go?
He.
He wants to go to the Grapevine or the Stoneleigh.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, those are nice places.
I don't. I just had my heart set on Applebee's. He doesn't want to go because something happened. Don't know what happened.
Something bad happened at Applebee's?
According to him. He didn't tell me what.
I love Applebee's. I got a hand job by the dumpster at Applebee's.
Oh, really? How did you...
You pull your pants down and they do it.
Well, where were your parents at this time?
I don't know. Daddy was inside.
I never watch him.
He let me go outside. I got to get a hand job by the dumpster.
All right, be careful.
Who agreed to do this?
Some feller.
Okay.
It was nice. He gave me a members only jacket.
All right, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
those things go on eBay?
Those are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Even Daddy, when he got his, it wasn't named brand. He had the You're in the Club 2 jacket. And my club.
Can you not really kiss?
Oh, I can. It is really weird with his beard.
Well, maybe it'll be different.
Maybe he likes gruff.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why the sales guy came to you, because he may be into really bearded guys.
Mm-hmm.
What did I miss?
Fill her in, Dan.
Chloe was asked out. There's a new sales guy here, mm-hmm. and he's apparently gay, and he asked Chloe out for this weekend. He thought you were gay, Chloe, partly because he's Chloe, and he paints his toenails, and guess the guy found him attractive.
Really?
Yeah. And he's going.
Why?
It started off hey, want to go for, hang out, have drinks, or whatever.
Uh-oh.
Chloe's not entirely sure it's a date or if it's just like hanging out with someone from work. Okay.
But what other reason would he also bring up, and I'm gay?
Oh, Chloe, you better watch your back. Side.
We want him to go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, never mind. Go.
Clearly, this is an opportunity for Chloe.
Opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's going to be a big weekend. You and me will go to the Stone Lee or the Grapevine or something. We'll go out to Lone Star Park. You can ride it.
Ride what?
It. The penis is ready. Are you?
Oh, my God. not quite that ready.
You can even bring some extra friends if they want to ride it, too. Plenty of room.
Really?
Just make sure the penis comes to a complete stop before you exit. It's a big Winnie. It's about 6 furlongs long.
Jesus.
15 hands high.
Oh, Jesus, no. That's... Even that more considering, man, you belong someplace else.
Man, that's so big, it's going to show up in Norm Hitchcock's tip sheet.
Oh, we go out to the lake and you can ride on it. I think I get down to at least 2 fathoms.
Sorry, Christ.
I spit a little bit.
If you're not going to go, just tell him no. Stop yanking his chain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, since we can't really quite agree, nothing was really solved. Hey, we're going to just email him back and forth. Well, like I will be.
So at least you're entertaining it by emailing back and forth.
Yeah.
Because it'd be easy enough to just say, I'm sorry, I have plans this weekend. I'm in a relationship. And if you throw that out, just say you're in a relationship. Then you go, well, I just meant drinks.
Yeah, you could say something. Just mention a girlfriend or something.
No. The last email to him is like, do you mind if I bring some friends along? And I haven't heard back, so I don't know.
He's the one who suggested.
Did you say friends or girlfriends?
I just said friends.
Okay.
Making sure that they're going
to
be
maybe
girls.
He thinks you're planning a big weekend. Bunch
no,
of guys.
It's more like a hangout.
I'm going to be the lucky Pierre.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Alfie?
Is he the one who suggested these places, Chloe?
Yes.
The Grapevine and the Stonely?
Yeah, Chloe's the one that's big into Applebee's.
Yeah.
Isn't the Grapevine a gay bar? Or
yeah.
Kinda?
It is. Oh. It's a melting pot bar.
Yeah.
But mostly gay. The Stonely's just close to it. It's just normal bar. But I guess this gentleman had a bad experience with something there.
With the Applebee?
No, the Stonelys.
No. No, he had a bad experience at the Applebee's. That's the reason he doesn't want to go to Applebee's.
Ed, we're trying to figure out if Chloe wants to be the top or the bottom.
Oh, no.
You know what that means?
Yes.
Okay. Because we're going to rent him an outfit.
Oh.
And if he's going to be the top, then we're going to rent him a tux. Bottom is prom dress.
Oh. Okay. This is exciting.
Which, Chloe, you still need to let us know.
It's not exciting.
Very exciting.
What if we find a compromise spot for the two of you? I'm sure we can do that.
He's not going to go for a compromise. I offered to set him up with a tranny. He wouldn't go with that.
No tranny. There is no in between or.
Well, there actually is.
Working your way up.
To prove it.
Mm-hmm.
You are.
Now
that's why you're not dating anybody. You're high maintenance.
High maintenance? No, I just...
What's the big deal about going to the Stonely or...
You a bougie bitch.
Or the Grapevine.
I've been to those places. I like those places. The places are fine. I just had my heart set on Applebee's. You know, once you get a taste for something, that's what you want.
I think that's what he's counting on.
That's why he's not letting it go.
Mm-hmm.
Should have said, oh, my girlfriend used to work at Applebee's. That's why I like Applebee's. My ex-girlfriend or my girlfriend.
You need to specifically say, I can't this weekend. My girlfriend and I are going someplace. Or can I bring my girlfriend? And then if he says, yeah, sure, that's fine, then he had no sexual intentions.
Well, yeah, it's...
Mm-hmm. He didn't plan on boogieing your butt.
Well, I'm curious to see what he replies with when I said friends.
I think you're just curious in general.
Mm-hmm.
Really not that curious.
I think part of the reason you wanted to do the friends thing is to feel safe, because if it's just the two of you, mm-hmm. like you said yesterday.
You might feel like you're going to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nobody else is around that can't see us. I guess he wants to get on that midnight train to Georgia. Mm-hmm.
Gonna be no midnight train, no Amtrak.
Then I can teabag you, and you can suck on the pips. I'll even dress my penis up like Gladys Knight if you want.
No pip sucking ride training.
Come on, suck the pips.
No.
I'm sure it'd be nice for them. Be a nice change. They can take the lead for, you know, something different.
I'm going to get up under you balls deep. Feel like the California Raisins dancing on your ass. Come on, man. Let's go out.
No, man. No.
I didn't even ask. Is this guy black or white? It's not important to the story. Well, it can be. Is he white?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is he handsome?
Yeah, man, tell her I'm handsome.
He's a decent-looking guy.
He's a good-looking guy?
He's not a good-looking guy. He's a decent-looking guy.
Would I be like, that's an attractive person?
You think everybody's an attractive person but me, bitch.
What? That's not true.
I see you running up and down the halls every day. Look at Cruz. Not Cruz.
Yeah, Billy the Kid, McRae.
Yeah, McRae.
Oh, little McRae.
I don't like that at all.
Okay.
I don't like you being attractive. I don't like you having other friends.
That is two people.
Two people what?
That I said were good-looking human beings.
You got your panties wet about Cruz.
Who's Cruz?
He's a night guy.
I don't know what he looks like.
Oh, okay, then. I guess it's McCray Cray. Will you let him inside your McCoo-Coo, Maryland? Pound you with it, Billy Davis Jr.
No.
Yummy. You ever been out with a black man?
No.
Why not?
You know, I don't know.
You ever had one come up to you?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Nothing. I was not on the dance floor. And, came up and danced, but it was pretty uncomfortable.
Did he grind up against you?
Oh, yeah.
Whispered in your ear saying, that's right, I got the big...
I got to remember when I'm saying two words, I got to bleep in sequence.
I'm glad you caught that because I was still trying to figure. It's like, did he? I think he.
At least I bleeped the most important word.
Yes.
For the video stream, since that's pre-delay.
Uh-huh.
And I do not think you're unattractive. What did I say when he was gone about the video that was playing on the stream before we started the
show? You said I was cute back in the 90s.
I didn't say, what did I say?
Oh, that's right. I heard it before the show. She was saying how adorable you were in the 80s.
I didn't
say that's like looking at somebody's baby picture. Mm-hmm. You used to be so cute.
It's exactly what it was.
No.
We were looking at videos from Hot Tickets, the TV show I did in the late 80s, early 90s. Just little clips. You are so adorable. Were.
Mm-hmm.
No, you are. No, well, you're not adorable now. You're handsome now, but you were adorable then.
I was like 30 then. You can't be adorable at 30. Do I look that bad now to where 30 looks adorable?
No, you're just so cute. You got the little mullet. And little 80s clothes. And you're just cute.
It wasn't a costume party for him. He actually, we lived it.
I know, and it's awesome. Uh-oh.
It's because your hair is just so crazy.
Your little mullet.
My hair is short because I keep it short. I can grow it back out if you want.
Mm-mm.
Please do. You have great hair.
Yes,
you have
why not?
Great hair.
That'd be cool.
Clearly, I'm the only one being an actual friend here. You leave it the way it is.
Well, yeah, I don't have to have the mullet. I can just grow it out floofy.
Yeah.
Can I give you a mohawk?
No.
A faux hawk.
Maybe a hawk.
All right. I'm kind of with them now. Not the mullet, but if you just kind of grow out like a...
Fro,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because I had a big one in high school.
I know.
Really?
It was.
It wasn't undercover brother Fro, but it was. We're about out to there.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
Get back to that. And then we treat it right. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Treat it how?
No chemicals, like, only like fresh juices, berries.
That's what you need for your hair, juices and berries.
Uh-huh.
Why you don't process your hair?
That's right.
Nacho.
Treat it right.
How did this turn back towards me?
Cute.
Oh, cute. I said.
Kenzie finding guys cute and.
And I was cute when I was young.
And you still are.
Cute.
You're handsome. Cute's like for little young people.
But you said I was cute and adorable in that video. That was. I was like 31, 32.
But. You're handsome both times then.
No, bad save. Because now you're just trying to figure a way out of it.
No, mm-hmm. I'm not. You are super cute in that.
Oh, God, that's even worse.
In that, hang on, she's about to qualify. Mm. In that what?
In the video, and you're handsome now.
Yeah, okay.
And cute. You're handsome. You're a good-looking man.
So why do you think I'm getting all these pictures from these creature women?
You know, I'm at a loss. I really don't know.
Alfie, line one?
Yep.
Yes, Michael. Michelle.
The Grapevine Bar, if Chloe brings his date in, I will buy their drinks.
Yeah.
Nice.
Chloe, you keep running out of reasons not to go.
I get free drinks regardless. Not like everywhere I go, but...
Could you... a secluded place there in the Grapevine Bar?
Is there a what?
A secluded place?
Oh, yeah.
Any dark corners?
Oh, yeah. We got a nice dark corner in the pool room you can sit in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, well, you guys can play TT under the table.
There'll be no TT. You still have the basketball goal thing?
Yes.
I could be up playing basketball.
Some B-ball? I wouldn't call it that in front of him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
He's going to keep bouncing it off your chin.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then when it goes in your butt, nothing but net.
Oh.
Damn.
You should take her up on that, Chloe.
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
The only reason I'm thinking that, because drinks are kind of expensive there. On non-happy hour days.
I don't know. I do not frequent the homosexual community bars. Not for any reason. I just don't.
Any bar in Dallas is pricey.
I don't frequent any bar.
Well, the Grapevine isn't necessarily. It's not full gay bar. It's just, they just happens to be where.
Who cares if it's full gay, part gay, none gay?
Yeah, I don't.
If it's full gay, doesn't mean you're required to go in there and butt.
That's true. He's right. I've asked.
When you were there?
You have to order two drinks and butt. the table that you can't stay. Can I bring you, gentlemen, a couple of swizzle straws?
No, no. Uh-uh.
In case you'd like to shrimp afterwards.
No.
And then share a dessert with your cream pie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Would you like to hear about our felching special?
Oh, God.
Oh. We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:32, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Sleep Experts. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, westbound I-20. Just before East Loop 820, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back at Green Oaks. Also in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, right at West Loop 820, got an accident blocking the ramp to go northbound. Traffic's jacked up back from Las Vegas Trail. And Plano northbound 75 right at the bush, there's some dude out there threatening to kill himself, so that has traffic kind of jacked up in all, well, pretty much all four directions. It's causing big delays on northbound 75 because everyone's staring at it. Same thing's happening on eastbound bush. Northbound 75, you're backed up back from at least Beltline. And finally, in Dallas, westbound I-30 right at Jim Miller, got an accident blocking the right lane there. That has traffic jacked up back from St. Francis. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Goya. Tonight, rainy and cold, a low of 38. Tomorrow, morning clouds, afternoon sun with a high of 50. Right now, it's 42 at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Kenzie, that floodlight actually has a tilt on it. Just grab the light and tilt it up.
Oh. Is it hot?
I don't know. It's only been on for a couple of hours.
Ow!
Oh,
wait. Where?
That's never mind. Don't worry about it.
Ow.
But she got excited earlier. She jumped up and hit one of my studio lights. And now it's twisted down right in my face.
Mm.
Well, I don't care about yours. So back of your head, what are you concerned about?
I know.
Probably
it's
her
hot.
Hair catching on fire.
Thank you, Dan.
You hadn't thought about that till just now.
Let's see what. I just. All right, I lost it.
Steel guitar?
I guess that was one of them. And then Jack, I'm with Kenzie in the line. I got an email from a guy that said, I'm playing steel guitar for 30 years. Used to play on the road, made a living playing steel. Now I just play locally. You get where this is going.
Yep.
Said, you need a steel guitar player? You got one.
Yeah. Awesome. I don't know why I'm so excited, but it's another instrument.
We're going to do country songs. Yeah. 22 members in the band, 23.
Yeah, but the good thing is with the steel guitar, we're not going to just use the steel guitar in the country song. You're going to find a way to plug it into something else.
Yeah, if anybody is going to do it, you will.
Next thing you know, it'll be Alfie singing CeeLo Green with steel guitar. Just for the heck of it.
There are certain songs you just... Let's not immerse ourselves in this country stuff. Chuck had a good point. Our band manager, he goes, it's a white trash party. Why don't we do any country songs?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll do a medley. You left studio and came back in. What is this clip on your flash? It just says, mystery song.
It is. It's just something special for you. Something I knew you would appreciate.
All right.
What day is today?
Today is your birthday. Happy birthday.
It's not my birthday.
Not right now, but it will be.
What day is today?
Today is your birthday. Russ, it's been well worth the wait. It's the fourth day of October. You are still alive today, and now it's
any guesses?
Ryan,
Is that Michael Bolton?
Yes, it is. Way to go, Russ.
All right, two questions. How would you get Michael Bolton to do that? Not on my birthday. Because what are we, January? We're talking about 8.5 months away.
Well, it's one of those things that you hear that a celebrity is available to do something, so you ask, and they don't always do it in the time frame you would hope. So technically, because
there's no way you went to Michael Bolton and went, hey.
Why didn't he go directly to him?
He's got people. I can see you going to maybe Merle Haggard's people.
Just kick down the bus door.
Oh, I got an email from a chick during the holidays after I did the Merle on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Could you do that for my boyfriend and put birthday in there someplace?
Oh, my God.
And I forgot because we were on vacation and
you got drunk,
sick, and just totally spaced it. I'll make a donut. She never said how much. Donation to the foundation.
Hey.
I don't know how I would adjust the lyrics. It's not any big deal, I think, as long as I just worked his name in there.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to go the Michael Bolton route where he actually puts in the day, you know.
That's so how did you do that?
Why do you just have to know? Just accept that I did something for you.
All right, let me ask you this. Anytime anyone gives me a gift,
mm-hmm.
what do I always want to know?
What they want.
What did it cost?
Or and that.
I never know. Couldn't care less what you want. You're not going to get it. I just want to know what you spent.
That too. I'm sorry. You're right.
That is.
What day is today? Today is your birthday. Happy birthday. This is the very best day of the year. Russ. It's been well worth the wait.
That's creepy.
It's
yeah.
It's the fourth day of October. You are still alive today.
What is this?
What do you mean? Why can't it just
I'm not going to ask you again.
Fine. Michael Bolton teamed up with American Greetings.
Oh.
To create video e-cards featuring a customizable song. So the video shows Michael crudely, you know, making a birthday cake from scratch, then gets down to getting eggs from the chicken coop, milking a cow, then the song allows you to choose from like 1,000 pre-recorded names. And then they can say generalized things like honey, buddy, 17 message options, and such as you're a sexy stud today.
So he recorded like just a bunch of different songs with different names?
I don't know. What do you think he did?
Wait, now I'm going to look dumb. I'm confused. Now I look stupid.
Wow.
Can I take that back?
Sure.
Okay.
You have to do the air thing.
Air?
What? Erase.
Oh.
See, and you were worried.
What does something like this cost?
I'm not sure. You have to be a member of American Greetings.
I'm guessing this was a sample.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, if you sign up for a subscription,
give you a preview, and you just, man, you jacked Michael Bolton out of, you just recorded it real time in Adobe.
So I happen to be resourceful. I happen to have software on my computer being in the radio business that allows me to record things real time off of my computer.
Does it say what they cost?
No, it's just a subscription for American Greetings. I used to know what it was, but it's like a few dollars a month. So it's not a major
Well, that's
deal.
Stupid if they give you a preview, because all you have to do is, if you have any recording software, is record it.
Well, they're not planning mm-hmm. on. They're resourceful.
You know, we could have done that. Did you see if they had one for Kenzie?
I did not have time to look up Kenzie.
She had lost her freaking clam.
Like a weirdo, I
typed. Got Michael Bolton.
Yeah. I'm actually kind of surprised she even knows who that is.
Do you?
Wasn't he in one of those car commercials recently where he's singing in the back seat while the couple bought like a Hyundai or something?
Honda.
Is that
Honda.
Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
where you know Michael Bolton from?
I've heard the name.
The only song that I know that he did was Love is a Wonderful Thing.
How does it go?
Love is a wonderful thing. Makes you cry in the pouring rain. Will and Sonny keep on moving on? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. If I heard it, I'd probably
makes you feel no pain.
See if you can find it in the library, Chloe.
My best friend is 2 Chainz. And I'm Michael Bolton.
I was thinking it was Michael Bublé. Sorry.
I thought it was just 1B. It's not in there?
No, it's not in there.
I'm not playing When a Man Loves a Woman.
Oh, that's Michael Bolton?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
originally,
gotcha.
Originally it was Percy Sledge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because that...
Michael Bolton put the honky twist on it.
Oh, I like the original better.
Everybody does.
Okay. Any more audio? We're starting news. 4:43, Dan O'Malley. See what's new.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Thursday, January 22nd, 2015. Birthdays today. Unemployed NFL running back Ray Rice turns 28. Willa Ford, for most of us, best known as Mike Madonna's ex-wife. She turns 34. Olivia Diabo turns 46. She was an actress. She played Kevin's older sister in The Wonder Years and also Princess Jenna in Conan the Destroyer. Celebrity chef Guy Fieri turns 47. Diane Lane, actress, she turns 50 today. Steven Adler, former GNR drummer, is 50 as well. Linda Blair, 56. Steve Perry of Journey, 66. And John Hurt turns 75 today. New England, I have audio that goes along with this. Two cuts. One will be, we'll start with cut 10. New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick said Thursday morning, addressing the media on Deflategate, that he had no idea what any of this was.
The National Football League is investigating this situation. We have cooperated fully, quickly, and completely with every request that they have made. Continue to be cooperative in any way that we can. I have no explanation for what happened, and that's what they're looking into. And again, I was completely and totally unaware of any of this that we're talking about in the last couple of days until Monday morning.
Just because he wasn't in on it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
True.
The coaches, whomever could have said, all right, we're going to do this on our own. Mm-hmm. Don't tell him. Plausible deniability. Say, I had no clue.
Yeah, but as we learned with the Saints and their Bounty Gate situation and their head coach being suspended for a full year, when he said, I had no idea this was going on, Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, said ignorance is not an excuse. Suspended him for a year.
Dan, do you think this is a worse situation than the Bounty Gate thing that happened in New Orleans?
It is, because this is cheating. Whereas, and this is not the first time the Patriots have been nailed for cheating. What the Saints were doing a few years back was nothing wrong. There was nothing against the rules for it. They just had basically a pool going on, hey, if you knock somebody's head off in a game, you get like an extra $100, $500, whatever.
To me, that would be worse. I mean, isn't there still like excessive roughness or something in football?
There is, but
well,
most
you're talking about bodily harm to somebody as opposed to a ball's ain't blown up all the way.
Well, there's a difference between are you actively trying to injure somebody, or are you just trying to have a huge hit on a star opposing player within the rules?
Were they penalized for the bounty thing?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then obviously it's against the rules. So I think the bounty gate mm-hmm. should have carried a higher penalty. I mean, the whole idea is just like with a police officer, to defuse the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go overboard with it. Say, hey, you go out there and you break some crap. Along with us, maybe some extra money in it for you. I think it was the money aspect that made it really bad.
It did, and that's what
if
got
you didn't
the
do that.
Trouble.
If you just said you go out there and you play and you knock heads off,
then they'd been fine. The difference is, though, is like I was saying, this is not the first time that Patriots have been busted trying to gain some sort of competitive advantage. Not that they're admitting to anything, of course. The NFL says its investigation is still ongoing. The Patriots will take on the Seahawks in Super Bowl 49 in Glendale, Arizona on Sunday, February 1st. Under NFL rules, each team provides balls each game for use when its offense is on the field. The balls are inspected before the game by the officiating crew, then handled during the game by personnel provided by the home team. So, earlier on Thursday, Coach
Belichick.
Well,
that's an idiotic move in itself. You're going to inspect the balls and then give it back to the people that you don't trust.
This is really,
because if you trusted them, you wouldn't need to inspect the balls.
Right. And you're really opening yourselves up for them to alter the balls in some fashion that they want by giving them back to them.
That's what I just said. Right. You didn't trust them, so you check the balls, and then what do? You give it back to
That's
them.
What I'm saying. You're opening the door.
That's why so I said why the whole thing is stupid. Just take the balls, keep them, and then when they need one of their balls, you take it out of their little bin, and you give it to them. You don't check it and give it back.
And then you're like, oh, my God, we're so surprised. So not to be left out, quarterback Tom Brady took the podium, like an hour ago or so, and it was his turn to deny any wrongdoing. It's cut number 12.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
I have no knowledge of anything. I have no knowledge of any wrongdoing of any.
Nobody did anything wrong.
Yeah, I'm very comfortable saying that. I'm very comfortable saying that nobody did it. As far as I know, I don't know everything. I like them at the way that I like them, which is at 12.5. I mean, to me, that's a perfect grip for the football. So I would never do anything outside of the rules of play. I would never, you know.
See, I'm not buying that.
Most people aren't. Most people think he's full of it.
Well, yeah, if you're used to a ball that's fun. I'm surprised I guessed the PSI yesterday. I had no clue. If you're used to 12 and a half, you're going to notice if it's 9.5 or 10.5.
Mm-hmm.
However much the ball's deflated. Like anything else, you get your car to drive, and if something's just slightly askew, you notice it.
So that's... Yeah.
Oh, I like them at 12 and a half. Well, then you're going to know if it's missing 2 pounds. That's a pretty good percentage of the overall air in the ball.
Oh, absolutely. And so whether he knew it or not, then even if you believe him and say, okay, he didn't direct anyone to do this for him, he still would have noticed it. And at that point, is he guilty by not saying something?
Yes.
And that's something that the league is going to have to figure out.
You could actually, stop between plays. I don't know if – could you call a timeout for
– You can tell the referee, it's like, hey, this – we got an equipment problem. Ball ain't right.
And it wouldn't be counted towards you.
It would not. At that point, it's an equipment thing. The referee should just say, hey, we'll take a quick
an official timeout.
Exactly.
Have someone do something that I thought was outside of the
referee.
Like I said, I don't put any thought into the footballs after I choose them. When you're out there playing, in front of 70,000 people, like a home crowd, you don't think about it. You're just reacting to the game.
Didn't they ask him the same question twice?
For the most part. And this is sort of a cut-up version that ESPN had. I don't know how long the overall deal was.
I think the first one's a chick, isn't it?
I have no knowledge of anything. I have no knowledge of any wrongdoing of any...
Nobody did anything wrong.
Yeah, I'm very comfortable saying that. I'm very comfortable.
Okay, so she says that. Then the guy goes, so you didn't know anything about it? Back up 15 seconds and listen to the recording. What did I say?
Like I said, I don't put any thought into the footballs after I choose them. When you're out there playing, in front of seven.
I have no experience with football whatsoever, but I could tell when my tires are underinflated on a car, and I'm not holding them. Same thing with a football. If you like it exactly at 12.5, you like it there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Which means if it's overinflated or underinflated, you're going to say something because it doesn't feel natural and you don't like it.
I think the reason why they...
I think they make them play with overinflated balls this weekend or whenever the Super Bowl is.
I think the reason why some of the reporters are asking the same question multiple times is just to see if he'll trip up somehow or he'll change an answer, sort of like the way an attorney might do in a trial. Ask you the same question, but do it 5 different ways.
That's what they do, like in depositions or even in polygraph tests, ask you the same thing over and over in different ways, see if you trip up. This one, you can only go at it so many different ways. Did you do it? No. Did you know anything about it? No.
Okay.
Did you do it? What?
We can start over.
So where do you think this is going to end up?
Honestly, I don't know.
And you go back to an investigation. All right, the NFL has the tainted balls.
Mm-hmm.
What else is to research? All right, they're underinflated. Prove they didn't have no leak. Well, how about if we are up to 12.5 and see how long it takes for them to drop?
And that might be part of...
Well, that could be something you did. I know the balls were 12.5 when I had them.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
And that's what Tom's going to say, and that's what he did say. Belichick, the head coach, said what he was expected to say, which is, I don't know. And then at some point, what I expect to happen on the Patriots side is they'll blame an equipment manager. They'll probably fire him, probably give him a bunch of cash under the table. And the NFL will have to decide what type of punishment it wants to dole out.
What's the purpose of letting the air out? Like, what?
It's supposed to be easier to catch, easier to throw, especially, I guess, in colder environments.
Colder weather, because the ball is cold, slick, hard. If you can grip it easier, you can throw it, catch it easier.
Oh, okay.
And who better to know what a ball should be inflated to than the Patriots, who play in a cold environment most of the time?
Mm-hmm.
They may have figured out a long time ago. 10.5 is perfect.
And that's another thing that was brought up today, is that their opponent in the title game this past weekend with the Colts, supposedly they found out earlier in the year that New England was doing this with the balls. They found out earlier in the year that New England was supposedly doing this with their balls.
How'd they find out?
They think a tip from another team.
Oh.
Why wouldn't the other team say something?
Dude, I don't know all that.
This is not the first time.
This is the first time it's come to the league's attention.
Well, now you could have a bunch of different teams pop up and go, yeah, it's uninflated on us.
Right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All I know is Brady. Mm-hmm. He throws the ball, and then he gives me a drink, and then he's naked. He drops his robe. And I wake up, and the ball went past me.
That's what he did.
Uninflated the ball and give me some Hypnol.
And the worst thing is that it looks obviously bad, because 11 of those 12 balls that were tested were flat. If it was a couple of them, okay, a little bit of margin of error, but not over 90% of the balls inspected.
I think if all of them were underinflated, you could say some type of malfunction with our air device,
mm-hmm.
the gauge. I don't know. Again, to me, I have no interest. It's just funny that all these things that are kind of peeled away like an onion of all the different things the NFL does, and then they screw it up. Got to check the balls. All right, they all look good. Give them back to the team. The team that you didn't trust because you checked the balls. I know you check the balls for every team, but if you're going to check them, then you hang on to them. Can the officials not hang on to them and go, all right, it's been as your balls, it's been as they balls. You ready for a new one? I will fetch you one.
I'm with you. I don't know why they haven't just done that from the beginning.
I mean, it defeats the whole purpose of inspecting the ball. What are you looking for? I mean, do they check the air on them before all the games?
Supposedly.
How many do they use in one game?
I don't know the exact number, but it's quite a few.
I guess it could be up to 12, because that's how many balls were... They check.
That's somebody that they tested, but it could be even more than that, because it's not going to be the same amount each game, because sometimes balls end up in the stands.
Oh.
But you have to just bring enough just in case.
So what do you think a fair penalty would be for the Patriots if they decide, yes, this was intentional? They can play the Super Bowl with the basketball?
That would actually be kind of funny. And I think that would get more people to watch.
Or with what is it, the thing in badminton?
Oh, the shuttlecock?
Yeah, make them play with a cock. I mean, what could you think possibly if they really did this? To me, it's kind of a not a heinous crime, but it's you're still cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And if everything is just like NASCAR, all those cars are checked over and over. It's not like they check and go, all right, you go back to your garage with that car now.
Yeah, because even not only...
There's a constant check and double check. There's redundant backups with NASCAR to make sure there are no modifications going on.
You got that exactly right. Yet guys in NASCAR, still almost weekly, people are busted for some type of infraction. Someone trying to find just like a little inch off a fin here, or, you know, just a one more bolt on the front end there.
Hey, man, that car's made out of paper mache.
But the other aspect that's going on with the Patriots now is you're talking about a team that, with Belichick and Brady, they have Hall of Fame credentials. These guys are going to be in the Hall of Fame, and now you wonder, will they still get in? Will they get in as automatically as they would have without all this? So legacies are on the line.
And this could be, you know, we're trying to blow it up into a great big conspiracy like everybody was in on it.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been a couple of the guys just said, all right, we don't tell anybody. So when they say they didn't know, they're not lying.
Yeah.
Even though when Brady gets a football, he can tell.
And you're absolutely correct. There's no way you couldn't tell. Because I know when I've picked up a flat ball before, it's like, hey, and mine's like a Nerf ball. It sits in the back of my car. And it's not near the size of an NFL ball. So when I grab, I know when the air it needs to be put in.
Well, you're a Nerf ball.
It's not actually a Nerf ball. It's just one of those. It's not a real football. It's more of a play ball.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean, I grab it and I know, hey, I need to air this thing up.
I mean, if you pick your own balls because there are slight nuances that you enjoy with that ball, the way it's been used, played, scruffed up, then you're going to notice 2 pounds missing.
Yeah.
And that comes from somebody that has no inkling what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. And the other aspect to all this story is everyone has had to say balls more times this week than ever in our lives.
I think Chloe will probably catch up this weekend.
Yeah, he will.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, get your balls off my ass. Get your balls out of my mouth. Get your balls off my eyeballs.
Are my balls properly inflated? If no. Not, did you blow up?
No, can you no. Pull your balls out of my drink? Okay, we got a break. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
505, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coys and KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by Goya. A whole lot's going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. Let's do a southbound loop to Walton Walker right at I-30. Got an accident there blocking the left lane of the exit ramp to I-30. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from I-35. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Plano Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's jacked up back from Greenville Avenue. Move into Plano eastbound on the Bush right at 75. The left lane there is blocked due to that guy who's threatening to jump off of like a bush, I guess, on the 75.
Man, you ready to commit suicide? Is that really the time to waffle?
I know, right? 505. Jacking up everybody's afternoon.
You gonna kill yourself? Do it either before 3 or after 7. Inconsiderate mother...
Sorry, eastbound on the Bush right at 75. Left lane there is jacked up. It's back to Coit. Where the hell were we? In Carrollton, southbound I-35, right at Frankfort Road. Construction there has the left lane shut down. Traffic's backed up back from Round Grove Road. And finally, in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, right at West Loop 820. That earlier accident there is now gone. Traffic there still unwinding back from Camp Bowie. Listen to Chris Ryan tomorrow afternoon at 12:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see the Congos at Gas Monkey Live on January 29th. Plus a $50 gift card to eat a Gas Monkey before the show. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Tonight, rainy and cold, a low of 38. Tomorrow, morning clouds, afternoon sun, as we hit a high around 50. Right now, it's 42 and 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Actually, I'm kind of curious. We were talking about this yesterday. I don't know. Me finally coming to grips with country music.
Mm-hmm.
Where I had always shunned it. But I thought, you don't have to like all the just one genre of music. You don't have to be pigeonholed.
No, you certainly don't. And even if you say you like you like rock and roll, I don't like all of it.
What about you, Kenzie? What are your, what's the range? What's the hardest band you like?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Suicide Silence.
Okay, I'm going to guess that's that screaming.
Nothing but screaming.
Okay. And other end of the spectrum, what do you like?
Well, 80s rock. I like that indie, some of the indie music that they play on the Edge. Not a lot, but I kind of like some of those like slow, like surfer type acoustic songs. I like rap a lot.
Do you like any country? I'm not pushing you in that direction. I'm just saying on the hard drive in my car, I don't have any country, but it's pretty eclectic.
Hank the Third.
Hank Williams Jr. the Third?
No, his son.
The fourth?
There's three, right?
There's three, there's yes.
Hank, the youngest one. Hank Jr., and then I guess Hank the third.
Hank yeah. the third, the youngest one. Yeah. He actually has a hardcore metal band on the side called, I don't know if I
Do
can
Do they
say
play
that.
Country?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. It's they have a metals band, and then he has his country.
Do you like them both?
Love it. Yeah.
All right.
I love Hank the third.
So I've decided there's no shame in liking some country music.
And that I'm glad for you.
Because I can go from Pantera, Cowboys from Hell, to Captain and Tennille.
Mm-hmm. Copperhead Road.
See?
It's another one of my favorites.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Steve Earle.
That dance. It's got a dance to it.
Is it country?
Yeah.
I haven't totally embraced all of country.
It's good.
I'm just getting in touch with my roots.
And I'm glad that you're
no,
taking
you're not.
That step. I am. I'm glad you're taking that step and you're finally realizing who you are and you're not afraid of it.
In the final stages of your life.
At any stage in your life, it's good to accept who you are.
Well, I wasn't trying to cover it up. I just thought I really hated it because I associated it with I couldn't get away from it when I was a kid. I had no choice. I have no idea how I know about Motown and 50s rock. Because my parents didn't listen to any of that. If it wasn't like this, they weren't listening to it.
Yeah. And he'd like, go over to a friend's house, and maybe they were playing it.
I don't know. I was like
school
13 or 14. One of the first albums I bought was Chuck Berry's Greatest Hits. Now, back in the early 70s, 50s wasn't that old.
Right.
And the Motown and the rest, I don't know. I don't know where the taste comes from. But I'm not pigeonholed into one particular thing. The only genre I don't like is the really heavy death metal where everything is...
My all-time favorite.
Yeah. Everything that turns Kinsey on.
I love it. I eat, sleep, and breathe that crap.
Music, have no clue what they're playing. It's just... It's loud, it's distorted. I have no clue if they're playing chords or if they're even strings on those guitars.
No, I'm with you. I've heard that before.
They could all be hooked up to some kind of shorted out alternator.
Mm-hmm.
I think that every instrument, everything on stage is ran through like three distortion pedals.
Yeah. I feel like I've heard more notes in Stomp.
All Night?
No, like the Trash Can People from Broadway.
Oh. There was a song out of the 80s called Stomp. Brothers Johnson.
You know what? That one would also be accurate.
You either love it or you hate it. There's no in between.
I don't get the to make some type of connection, there's got to be some type of melody that's recognizable. And with that heavy stuff, there is nothing recognizable. And I'll bet you they play everything in E.
To me, it's the breakdowns in metal songs. Like hardcore songs and the screaming. I don't know what it is when they let out that wail that lasts like 30 seconds. I just, my whole body's goosebumps. I just am in my car.
Are you talking about the, like the,
yeah, but much deep, like a growl. Like,
oh,
more satanic sounding.
There are more melodic bands that are heavy, heavy death metal. Like Slipknot's a good example.
Yes. There we go. Thank you.
Well, and those are the ones that more people know about because they've realized that you can't just distort everything and expect it to be peppy.
Yeah.
Catchy. It's a catchy tune.
Yeah, like
you very seldom say that about anything that's death metal.
No.
His voice is beautiful. Corey Taylor.
Man, I love puppies. all their songs are peppy. Catchy tune.
Yeah. All their greatest hits, it's all the same song.
I don't like black metal or anything.
I don't know what black metal is.
That's like the...
Is that even worse than death metal?
Yes. Well, people have different opinions, but I like
it. Seems like you can only distort music to a certain point.
Yeah.
Where
it's the Norway metal. It's the white makeup, the long black hair, the satanic stuff. Like
so you're talking about the music or the presentation?
Dimmu Borgir, both. Cradle of Filth, I love both of those. But yeah, I'm just going to stop because I actually do like black metal. Uh-oh.
Well, that's what I'm saying is you can like something like that, but I bet if we had it in the library, I could play, and this is a totally opposite end of the spectrum, Floyd Kramer's Last Date. You know it?
Mm-mm.
It's a piano instrumental. I bet you'd like it.
Probably. I even like classical.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to classical from time to time.
I love classical. Like the soundtracks to like Pirates of the Caribbean, like that kind of classical. I'm just like.
Is that with Johnny Depp?
Shut up, Dan.
That's Johnny Depp, isn't it?
Well, yes. Hang on. That's why I'm laughing. Which version of Pirates of the Caribbean with Johnny Depp?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, is there another one?
Oh, God.
Oh,
maybe
man.
She's Pirates of Penzance?
Well, there's that as well. I mean, yeah, there's...
There's another one?
Do you like other musicals? Do you like, do you know Oklahoma?
Yeah, I like... I'm trying to think of a musical that I like. I can't think of one right now.
Cats?
Oh, Sweeney Todd.
There you go. That's a good one.
Sweeney Todd.
Is that relatively...
It's a newer.
Tame?
But, yeah. Well, no, it's not. Well, tame. I mean, it's a musical, but it's about a murderous barber.
Love West Side Story.
Okay.
Man, they're just.
Well, there's a song in there also about Officer Krepsky or.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was just trying to see if. All of a sudden, I felt guilty because I had different musical tastes. Hang on. Here's Floyd Kramer. It was, but.
Wait. I think I know that song.
It's not the Cheers theme.
How do you think it goes? Hum it.
Dun, 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 dun.
No, that's Green Acres.
Oh. Is that Cheers?
Probably. I think this was a hit in 1960.
Oh, my God.
Can we not get an internet connection? Can we somebody not talk to engineering? I think it's because I'm on the Wi-Fi on the computer that I use in here. And for whatever reason, even though my computer sits 2 inches away from the Wi-Fi repeater, I can't get a connection. I tried running a speed test one day, and it wouldn't even open up the browser.
Oh, God.
I'll just let it set and stew, and maybe it'll finally load.
Well, that's the reason stations like Jack FM. It's a little bit of everything.
Well, they don't go that far.
Yeah, they're not quite that eclectic. They're not going from, you know, the piano stuff that Russ is doing to Kenzie's black metal.
But for the most part, people load up their iPods. It's a variation. It's not going to all be Pantera,
mm-hmm.
Motorhead. You may throw in some Grand Funk. Maybe the Temptations.
Mm-hmm.
See, if I ran a station, nobody would listen to it because first of all, you wouldn't be able to figure out how to seg the songs together because you'd like some type of, you know,
love.
Continuity.
Yeah.
You could throw a jingle in there, and they have jingles that will allow you to go from a slow song to a fast song. But if you're going from Can't Get Next to You to the puppies.
Yeah, I don't care what
actually,
sort of jingle.
I'd like to try and have a jingle company do that.
I was going
to
say.
Need something to go from Motown to death metal.
Yeah, you would need the big voice thing.
Let's do it.
You did it once with that voice thing.
I think, okay, you're soft to death metal, so it'd be, what was the song you wanted, the soft one?
Like Temptations, Can't Get Next to You.
Okay.
Can't Get Next to You, man.
Mm-hmm. 103.7.
KVIL.
Oh, my
God. Is that too much? Hope I didn't cover up Dan's punchline.
I'm actually okay if you did. It's just more fun for the streamers.
All right, let me see if this will load. I'm sorry, that's all it's going to play.
No, it's very 50s-esque. I like it.
It is. It's great. I only remember it because of this chick friend in the 70s that was trying to learn it on the piano.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And she'd be playing in the background while we were talking on the phone, and I was masturbating. So sometimes I think about Floyd Kramer. And I'll be damned.
What?
I'll be damned. Yesterday morning or the day before, I thought about Ron Perlman when I was looking at porn.
Yeah, I'm not going to say sorry on that one.
The guy was thinking about it.
We got an email. It's like I'll get things stuck in my head. And if I'm looking at porn, sometimes I just can't get the song out of my head.
Like Merle.
Right. Merle's mm-hmm. been stuck in there for a few days. And even, you know, I'm trying to, all right, think of something else. Wheels on the bus go around. Doesn't do any good. Merle comes back. Some guy emails, man, I have the same problem. When I'm looking at porn, sometimes I think about Ron Perlman from Hellboy.
Mm-hmm. And he also played Beast in Beauty and the Beast TV show.
The Sons of Anarchy guy?
I believe he was in that as well, yes.
The dad? Or
we'll call it that.
Yes.
And I knew as soon as he brought that up, that was going to get stuck in my head and it was going to pop up.
I am so sorry.
By the way, did you get that photo I sent you?
Maybe I haven't opened it.
Okay.
What was it of?
It was of Ron Perlman as the Beast in his underwear.
I saw the thumbnail in the email and I didn't bother messing with it.
Some guy sent that to me on Facebook. I couldn't right-click save, send to Russ fast enough. Here, look at this.
That's the reason I didn't open it. It's like, I don't need a reminder. And right in the middle. It's like, was in my zen moment, not thinking about anything. Yeah, I'm gonna pop a nut to that Ron Perlman. Damn.
He's a really versatile actor, though. I mean, there are worse to bust it to.
But why would that guy get Ron Perlman stuck in his head? Why not Rhea Perlman?
Honestly, why do you have...
Or did Danny DeVito?
Why do you have Merle Haggard stuck in yours? Just different people, for whatever reason, have fixated on different things. Maybe this guy had just binge-watched...
You're right. Because really, worst, if you had to pick one of the two, if you had to think of somebody, either Ron Perlman or Merle Haggard, while you're beating off, I lose.
They're both... considered manly, though.
They are, but you still lose.
Well, yeah.
I'd go with Hellboy.
We used to slow dance to this when I was a kid. You ever heard it? Anybody heard it?
I've heard it.
I know I have. I'm just trying to think where.
I bet your mom's. I know your mom's heard it.
Most likely.
I need to take your mom out boot scooting.
Oh, my gosh.
I can slow dance. Because all you got to do is just go in a circle.
Can you two-step?
No, I can't two-step, but I can slow dance.
Can I please teach you how to two-step?
Can you teach me how to slow dance? Bum, 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 bum.
Welcome, two-step.
You can?
Yeah. Not really. Remember, we had
maybe we should talk about rock music one
hard
day.
Time.
We did good.
That's easy. Anyone can talk about rock music on a rock station.
Floyd Kramer.
You don't like Floyd Kramer?
No, I love Floyd Kramer. Just the fact that we're talking about Floyd Kramer.
Well, I was just trying to think of something the opposite end of the spectrum that you'd ever think Kinsey would like. I thought, that's probably something simplistic, almost childlike, that you probably would enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice to slow dance. It's kind of short. About time you get a boner, song's off.
One of my other favorite older songs that's kind of slow is Old Man. I'm obsessed with that song.
By Neil Young?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Old Man, look at me.
Look at my life. Oh, I'm all like you were. I love that song.
I think it'd have been fine if he just wrote it down.
Are you going to cry? Is there some emotion tied into it?
No, not at all. Weirdly, no. I just love the song. And that other song.
Heart of Gold? Is that Neil Young?
Mm-hmm.
Keep on searching for a heart.
Yep, you got it.
That's Rod Stewart. Maggie May?
Maggie May.
Wake Up Maggie?
Yes.
No.
That song, too.
Yeah, see, Rod Stewart could sing.
I like that song, too.
Neil Young, there's just something awfully terribly wrong with him.
I know, but I just, that song.
Is that the guy that's dating Daryl Hannah?
Mm-hmm.
I think I've showed you a picture of him.
He
looks like Hellboy.
Ghastly.
Yes.
He looks like Hellboy's pawpaw.
Yes.
and you know who Daryl Hannah is. The big blonde.
She's not holding up well, but.
Oh, no.
She could still do better.
Yeah.
I mean, even the doctor from Cannonball Run is better than Neil Young.
That name, Daryl Hannah.
Splash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Dr. Cannonball.
like Daryl had options.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, God, man, this weekend, I didn't know what to do. I had two guys ask me out for the same night. Neil Young and the doctor from Cannonball Run. Oh, I love Neil's music, but that floaty eye on Jack Elam. Damn.
Just wearing a lab coat, nothing else.
He's so distinguished.
I like it because he can chew on me down there and still make eye contact. All right, let's get back to something a little more contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
We have strayed so far from the format if we had one.
Well, that's the beauty of not having one. We're not beholden to it.
I'd like to see Don Davis's dashboard in his car. Rock, can you talk about Rock? Even Rock, he sent me an email one day. He wasn't trying to be a dick. He just said, I got a dollar in it for you if you could produce some bumpers for the show that were at least only 10 years old.
Only 10.
In our format. And then that's when we added, like, Get Tarzan and Pac-Man Fever and Disco Duck. When is that closer?
Mm-hmm. We're going that 70s phase.
Now, at least I got into the 90s. I threw in some crisscross.
Yeah.
You know, like junk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you asked about the bumper, you just said jump. But you meant Van Halen.
Yeah.
All right. God, we only got a minute. Read.
Okay. New phrases. Sweethearts just released their new Conversation Hearts candies for this Valentine's Day, and they picked three phrases submitted by kids. Hmm.
You, me, and DP.
No. Oh. Submitted by children.
Talk about them little candy hearts thing where mm-hmm. it says, like, I like you or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That didn't make it? You, me, and DP?
No.
ATM forever?
Oh, my God, no.
I missed it.
Missed what?
ATM.
Let me turn the mics off.
Yeah, I'd like had guys try that on me before. Anyway, I know where it was because I felt it.
You never go ATM. Name the movie. Never go ATM. You never go ATM.
Say maybe try it again.
Mm-hmm. I'll know it now.
You never go ATM. You never go ATM.
Alfie, do you know?
I'm sorry, what? I was on the phone.
God, it's like talking to Alfie. It's like talking to Kenzie.
Yeah.
But Alfie's busy. He's got a reason to be distracted.
Again?
No, we got it. Okay. You never go ATM. You never go ATM.
Never go ATM.
See, to me, I think it almost sounds like a quote from Tropic Thunder, and she got it wrong, but there's no way to go, you never go full retard.
Mm-hmm.
What's it from?
Clerks 2.
That's, I've only seen it like once.
I've never seen it.
Really?
I've barely seen Clerks. Uh-uh. No, not until you watch all the stuff I told you to watch. I ain't watching Clerks.
Okay, then we're watching Clerks after I watch what you want me.
I tell you what. What are you doing? What are you doing Sunday?
Nothing.
Don't be around.
I'm thinking.
Oh.
Nothing. Okay. I have homework, but I mean, I can do that whenever. I mean, I can do that Saturday, tomorrow.
I can lay out a bunch of movies. You can bring a couple of years. We can order pizza.
Yeah.
Just watch TV.
Yes.
Cuddle up on the couch together. We ain't gonna stick it in. Just as long as you can feel my big bulbous love between your cheeks.
I'm the big. I want to be the big spoon. Then that's happening. I'm big
the big
spoon.
Spoon.
Your little spoon.
I don't want your up my ass. You're the one that said you had hair.
No, I said that. I don't have...
I tell you what, you decide and let me know.
Hair.
Saturday night, and I'll make pizza. I found a new recipe where you can make it with no carbs.
Can I bring pancake stuff, too? Can you make
sure,
pancakes?
Sure, there's nothing wrong. I made pancakes for you before.
Right? Yes, they're amazing. I'll buy the stuff you
want. I got the stuff. Don't worry about
it.
What is it, Dan?
It'll be a fun night for you guys. Pizza and pancake party.
It's an afternoon.
Puppies.
Oh, well, afternoon party.
I need to know Saturday so I can prepare for Sunday. Because normally that's all I do on Sundays. I have to pick one day where nothing goes on. Because a lot of Saturdays, when I don't have to be up here, I come up here.
Right.
It's just a relaxing thing.
Mm-hmm.
We got the puppies.
See the puppies.
Weather won't be super cold. It'll be all right.
Yeah.
But then if you have a few too many drinks, who knows?
No.
For...
Wow.
What are you doing? I'm about to stick it in your wall. Say it in Spanish. I'm about to stick it in your DeWalt.
Too far?
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:36. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy, my man. This is KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Covance Clinical Research Studies. Let's start off in Dallas. Southbound Loop 12, Walton Walker, right at I-30. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic still jacked up back from I-35. In Carrollton, southbound I-35, right at Frankfort Road, construction there has that left lane shut down. Traffic's jacked up into Louisville back from Brown Grove Road. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Basswood Boulevard. Got an accident there. That one has traffic completely stopped back from Heritage Trace. About a half-hour delay through that. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Goya. Tonight, rainy and cold, a low of 38. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning. Also, there is a chance of some wintry mixed early tomorrow morning. But tomorrow should give way to afternoon sun with a high of 50. Right now, it's 42 at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling. Moving on. Big wheels rolling. Gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling. Moving on.
Everybody left the studio during this last break. You, Flo, I don't know where Alfie went.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just kids and me. He goes, oh, by the way, you're a sucker.
Good for you, Kenzie.
Thank you.
Because when I tell you a story, she emailed me Saturday. Hey, are you feeling okay? And I emailed back and I went, hey, Kenzie, this is Russ's mom. He passed away.
I forgot about that.
You have no idea.
You're right, I don't. I didn't get one call from you.
Yeah, everybody on the show said you called nobody.
I texted Chloe multiple times.
That is serious.
Asking if you were okay, and I never got a response.
So
I emailed you.
I guess she was thinking, oh, okay, it was before you. All right, go ahead.
And no, it was before. Well, yeah, no, it was before.
Okay.
I cried all freaking weekend.
Why?
Because you're sitting at home thinking everything is totally cool. You're checking on your boss because you know he's been sick.
Not your boss, your buddy.
Oh.
Have I ever called anybody, referred to me as their boss?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
We call you boss, but you don't do that for yourself.
What I always say, whose show is it?
It's our show.
Thank you.
So I was checking on my buddy, and I get an email saying it's his mother, and that he's dead. It's not funny.
See, on my end, Kenzie, had I received that, I would have laughed. Upon reading it, I would have laughed as hard as Russ is right now, because I would know for a fact that he was not dead, because I know he would not a chance in hell his mom would be able to access his email.
Well, Kenzie doesn't know that whether my mom has, first of all, she knows how to use email, and she has no idea if mom can access my email.
Let alone, I'm not sure if his mom knows where he lives.
Well, still.
You know, I don't think she's ever been to my house in Frisco.
See my point?
She knows where I live because it's on the return address every month when I send
a check or whatever. But yeah.
I didn't know that she didn't know where he lived.
I really thought I would at least get a call or a text, which then I could have, because I think I could have faked it.
Hello?
Oh, you could have nailed that.
Oh, that would have made it worse.
This is Russ's mother. This is Mary.
This is Kenzie. Is Russ dead?
I'm holding his dead body right now.
No.
His last words were, make sure Kenzie gets paid.
And for the record, Kenzie, when he told us that story, all of us were like, man, that's just wrong.
Yeah, thank you.
Hang on. It was a mixture. It was more like a laughter of sleet. Does that make sense?
You nailed it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was.
Y'all know this.
That is so wrong. Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Y'all know this. Is it
sleet or snow?
I take everything at face value. Everything.
Yeah. Did you even think to check maybe? First of all, you didn't try calling me. But maybe.
Well, you were dead.
Well,
If he was dead, call his phone to hear his voice one last time.
I was in shock.
That might have made you feel better.
Hi, this is Russ. I'm not in. I died, and I left this message specifically for Kenzie in case she were the last one to call me. I hope you get paid. Thank you. Thank you for touching my life.
Actually, I felt bad after the email, but I thought, all right, she's going to call or email or
she'll
text
find out.
Somebody.
I tried.
Well, I you know, because
someone's too distracted with his big boy date.
Yeah, planning his big date.
No, I didn't know.
In fact, that's a name for it now, Chloe and the big date.
I think you might have gotten not enough on that.
What?
The beep.
Yeah.
I didn't get enough?
I don't know.
You don't think I bleeped out?
Yeah.
I think I got most of it.
I'm sure you got most of it. Just I'm gun shy from how it happened earlier, and I kind of missed it. So.
Oh.
When are we allowed to say that?
As long as it's not in a sexual reference. Like, dude, stop being a dick.
So, like.
That's fine.
As long as it's like if you mean it as a slam, but use no other sexual connotations to go along with it. So there's a defense because dick, they used to call private detectives dicks. So you, as long as there's an out.
So
now, if I was saying, yeah, I knew this guy that used to go around sucking private detectives, then I could probably go under the radar with the FCC.
Okay, so if I accidentally said
I don't even want you to use an example.
You can see throw in a last name, make it say, hey, it's no. I'm not going to say it.
We're just worried.
Because I can see you going, oh, okay, I got it. So, like, what if I said, that's not okay.
Makes sense, Kitty?
I got
it.
It's not really genius. It's just a matter of growing up, learning to lie and dance around things, which
got
is
it.
Why in 34 years I've never been fined.
Can you spell it?
No. You can't say, hey, why don't you suck my, and then spell, no.
You can't?
No.
What if you just spell it?
The FCC's kind of cut off.
Now you can.
Spell it right now. Can we do that?
Because now it kind of has a sexual connotation around it because you're asking, what about that?
Got it. So.
So.
What about.
But see, at least you're learning things in case you ever get your own show, you know. All right, here's the context.
My own show. I don't want to leave.
Because Kibler actually pointed out, I didn't know this until a few months ago, when we still had the Comedy Radio Network, whatever it was called.
Yeah.
And they would cut up comedy albums and then make it available to subscribers syndicated through radio if they just want to be the comedy channel. And they said, well, some of this stuff we're not sure about. They said, go ask Russ. Well, why am I the consultant? You're the one that's never been fined in 34 years. Well, I'm not doing it for free.
Not once? Not a single fine?
No. No fines? No complaints?
It's awesome.
And, you know, George Gamark, who was in charge of that department before they eliminated it. Hey, what about this in this context? Yeah, that's fine.
Russ.
Although it had something to do with bodily fluids and actual description of genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's fine. You can do it. The fluids can go in. But if you're talking about I'm coming back out, then you get in trouble. There's something about discharge the FCC has a problem with.
Yeah, sometimes they would ask Alfie and I, and even we were like, no, that's a Russ question.
Even though I had nothing to do with the comedy network.
And they actually,
I don't know how all of a sudden I became the czar of how to dance around the FCC.
I'm with you. I had no idea that they had told those guys to ask you. And because I got some of it as well. Like, George had come in off. It didn't happen very often, but he came in and asked me, like, yeah, it's fine. Why are you worried about that? He's like, well, you know, I'm like, no, that's vanilla. It's like, did you hear what we talked about yesterday?
Well, and I don't know if they were really worried about the FCC or what you could get away with in certain markets. Obviously, right. Now we talked about all that nasty crap in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
But like in Tone Bell's case with a bad judge on NBC, which the last episode is tonight.
Oh, okay, cool.
Today's Thursday.
Well, I mean, kind of cool, but yeah.
Okay. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, they wouldn't let him say ass. And maybe because it was in a comedy at, 8 o'clock at night. I don't know.
Which is really silly because what he said in the – and I saw the episode last week that the censors told him you can't say that. It's when he tells a fat guy, get your big ass up. And they're like, no, you can't say that.
I thought it was a big ass hat.
Or a big ass hat. Yeah. Either way. And there are other shows that are using words and things that I'm watching TV. I'm like – really?
Yeah, I wasn't really comfortable saying prick until maybe a year or so ago. I thought, well, that's anything.
Yeah.
I mean, we always associated it with. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, with wow. But there are things you can say on the air and not get fined that I don't feel comfortable with.
Like what?
I won't say GD.
Oh. You won't get fined for that?
Nope.
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's one I would think that you should get fined for. I feel horrible every time I say that. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I say it so much that my wife's like, hey, really?
I feel terrible when I say that.
To me, to actually say it on the air, to me that would be worse than the F word.
Because you bleep it.
Yeah, well, if I go, bam.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
If you think I'm saying, God, that's in your own mind.
My defense whenever I use it, honestly, way too much, is I'm going to have to tell God, no. I put a comma in between.
And plus, I wanted that. Whatever just hurt me or made me hit myself
exactly.
With this ball peen.
I would like you to damn
it. I want that to be damned.
Yes. You nailed it.
So that's just a request.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's not like I ever said, damn.
No. Yes.
So that's... Yeah, Stern was big on that, and that's fine. That's to me, sort of religious. Well, I guess it's mostly religious. I'm not really worried about backlash from God.
It just sounds trashy, I guess. It just sounds dirty.
I don't know. It's almost a normal vernacular now, but it's. I don't feel comfortable with it.
I'm with you on that one.
I wish they would go ahead and clear the word.
What's another one that you can say, but you
don't want to? You can say the N-word. And if black people call in, I'll let them say it because they own it. You own it. I don't want to say you earned it, but you went through a lot of suffrage for it.
Yeah.
You can say it.
Touche.
I don't let white people say it.
No.
Even though I've gotten calls from black people going, man, it's all right. I give you a special written note to say that word. No, first of all, this would be some kind of trick.
Never.
And just because, Black Eddie or Big Stacy might call and say, yeah, Rush, you're good to use it. That doesn't mean the next guy's cool with it.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I didn't know you were allowed to say that.
Say that.
That's terrible.
I'm thinking, what else is
the band with the surfers?
Even the networks are starting to use it. I've heard them say.
That's the word that I've heard on network sitcoms and thought, really?
I've heard that three times in the past 72 hours, I think.
Where?
Twice on TMZ and once on The Tonight Show.
Oh.
Is it the butt?
I thought you meant like out of Don Davis's office. That afternoon, hole.
Is it the blank surfers?
Yes.
Oh, okay, got it.
There are just certain words I don't feel comfortable with. And if you learn anything from the show, carry that as kind of a template.
Okay.
If you wouldn't say it in church, you don't want to say it on the air.
Got it.
Although I never say prick in church.
I have.
You called a pastor a prick?
Not a pastor.
Who?
Oh, just people.
But that's God's house.
Yeah, but that God, not the one that double parked his truck.
And technically ain't in the church yet.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
guy parked his Silverado's a prick.
That's right.
You're good. You're in the parking lot.
That's still God's turf.
Lot. Yeah.
My guess is the next word the FCC is probably going to clear is
I think it sounds so much funnier when that word is bleeped as opposed to if we were allowed
but
to
But it's
say
just
it.
In the common vernacular, and you use it for everything.
Yeah.
Looks like shit, tastes like shit, drives like shit, smells like shit.
Mm-hmm.
She f***s like shit.
He's the
Again,
master.
It might be a bit of a context deal, whether or not they'll be cool with it.
Because it's gotten so commonplace, it's just every... Even though it doesn't make any sense, well, this car drives like shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when was the last time you drove a piece of shit?
Yeah. Where's your perspective?
So just consider that part of your continuing education with radio.
Okay.
What were we talking about?
I've never drove
so much, yet so little.
did we even start a news story?
Earlier today, we did. We talked about the NFL balls.
Okay.
That's
right. We came out of the break, and I was telling you Kenzie called me a sucker.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another example. If you set the story up where you're talking about roosters and maybe roosters running into each other, then you can say, yeah, we was bumping cocks.
Oh, so you can't say
that.
You just got it.
As long as you don't work anything else into it, and you're only talking about fowl, poultry.
Roosters. What about my...
Else into it.
What about...
I bet she blows it.
Yeah, she's going to blow it.
Go ahead, ask a question.
No, I was really just trying to annoy you.
Come on, baby, ask me about it. I'm the biggest rooster farmer around town.
What about?
I bet you blow this one. Come on. Let's go.
Someone is rude and cocky.
You can say cocky.
Okay.
That goes back to roosters, like the cock of the walk. Roosters are cocky. Puff the chest, cock of the walk. That's where cocky come from.
So the cocks are cocky? The
rooster. You can have a cocky cock.
It's the rooster.
Booka booka boo. Yes.
Okay.
And if all of a sudden your rooster decided to screw a bunny.
Say it.
You can say a cock up my rabbit.
What if a rooster hooked up with a cat?
Yeah, you go that as long as you set the story up far enough in advance of, hey, I bought a rooster that likes to date kitty cats, little feline animals.
That's right.
One of God's creatures.
Four legs.
And that cock was all over that pussy.
Yes, it was.
See? My sweetheart is lying.
Look what we did.
You just about figured out the Kobayashi Maru.
Big day.
And Alfie's the only one who got that.
I got it.
The only reason you got it.
What?
Because I texted it to you last week. That we had Tone Loke on. Tone Loke. Screw it. Let's break.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
604, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Heritage for the Blind. Let's start off in Fort Worth. Southbound 35W right at Basswood got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is completely stopped all the way back from Heritage Trace. It's about a half hour delay through it, but good luck. And Carrollton southbound I-35. Right at Frankfort Road, road construction there has that left lane shut down. Traffic's kind of jacked up back from FM 3040. That's Round Grove Road and Hebron Parkway as well. Into Carrollton also, westbound of the bush right at Old Denton. Got an accident there. It's blocking the left lane. That one has traffic jacked up back from Josie. All right, listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to UFC 185. live at the AAC on March 14th, plus a $50 Twin Peaks gift card. Winners are also entered into the grand prize drawing, a Twin Peaks grand prize, $500 gift card to be used on Super Bowl Sunday, and a UFC grand prize drawing is a UFC merchandise bag valued at $300. All the details on that are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Goya. Rainy and cold tonight, 38 for the low. Slight chance of some wintry mix in the early morning hours. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning. Afternoon sun, we hit a high around 50. Right now, it's 42 at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Why was that funny to you, Kenzie?
What?
Playing with the traffic bit.
No, it sounded awesome.
You know that's Chuck and me.
Huh?
That traffic bit I played.
Is?
Yeah.
What?
What's confusing? Chuck and I have recorded music before. We just would do it as bumpers or whatever. So during the traffic bed, Alfie said he had a long one. I went, all right, I'll just play along with it.
Oh. Okay. It sounded like the real thing.
Really? Seriously?
I couldn't tell a difference. I thought he was playing along with the original.
I've got the entire version someplace. Because the entire clip actually ended up falling down at the end. We haven't played that for you?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like it was like first take. And then Chuck starts getting into it. And then he starts smiling. And that threw me off. Then I backed up. I fell off the step of the studio.
But those couple of seconds, man, you're in like this shred fest.
It almost sounded like I was going into something.
He was in the zone.
I want to hear it.
And then it, let's see if this is it. And for me, that's hard to play. Why is it I can do that? But I can't strum.
Because you haven't practiced any strumming.
No. Well, this is sort of strumming here. Not really, but sort of. Actually, I think this is a short version, so the fall comes up here pretty quick. I think this is the way Van Halen should end all their songs.
Honestly, there are times I'm surprised they don't. Get up, Eddie.
That man electrocuted himself and then said...
Aerosmith does.
Don't ask her. She'll tell us.
Hey, wait, no.
So you thought that was the real version?
Yeah. Wait, I got to tell you my Aerosmith joke.
Oh, here we go.
All right, everybody, back up.
Yep.
I don't want to laugh too hard in the mic.
I said that because y'all are mean.
You have our attention.
Steven Tyler fell off the stage a lot. So I said, Aerosmith.
I didn't know he fell off the stage a lot.
Dan, stop looking at me like that.
I'm with Russ. I didn't know Steven Tyler.
You're talking about falling down. And
the only
Steven
person
Tyler...
I know about falling off the stage a lot is
Luke Bryan, hi.
He fell like four times.
That's true, man. That stage is sneaky.
Have you fallen off the stage right now, Luke Bryan?
Uh-huh.
How long are you going to stay down there in a mosh pit, Luke?
I don't know, till I get a ladder or something. I don't know if you noticed, but I do not have the greatest of upper body strength. I mean, I'm like 6'4", but my arms are for flimsy, practically a T-Rex. I mean, they look long, but they're weak. Because I got them extended when I was a baby.
But they're flimsy, so I hold them up like this where it always looks like a dog begging for a schnauzer.
Mm-hmm. It's really sad when I try to dog paddle.
I didn't know that about Aerosmith. I've never heard of Steven Tyler falling off stage.
Like four times in one tour.
Damn.
It was all over the news.
That must have been where I got my inspiration. Hey, I got out of the pit. Sometimes I just black out, and next thing I know, I'm back on stage. That's my kind of night. Hey. See, I don't miss a beat.
Is that one of your songs?
That's not only one of my songs. It's one of my biggest songs. It was also the name of my tour last year.
Hey, to your knowledge, I know you're not really a big Luke Bryan fan. You just started researching him after you realized, hey, I can do Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
What was it? After the AMAs?
CMAs. Yeah, because a part of it was the reason was because I was listening to the station and there was this Luke Bryan commercial playing on all the iHeart stations and I heard it and I was in the car. I'm like, hey, I can sound like that. Hi, I'm Luke Bryan.
And the CMA Award for Entertainer of the Year goes to Luke Bryan.
Hey, that's me.
First of all, I've never met Garth. Hey, Garth.
Oh, no.
Can I hug you again?
Russ, Kenzie's taking out your studio lights.
I looked over and she just fell in the back. Back up.
Kenzie, careful. You don't want to set yourself on fire like James Hetfield.
No!
It's still falling.
Oh, God.
Well, I tell you what, Kenzie, while you're trying to figure out that light, I'm just going to sit right here and drink this beer. See what I did there? Ha-ha! Yeah! God, win me a Grammy.
And for lots of other people, too. There's been so many emails. Every time they hear Luke Bryan, they lose it.
And actually, I've had a few people.
Hey, it sounds like most of our listeners really have a hard time. Even if we accidentally come across, which is most of the time, we say something funny. It's almost like it's totally unexpected. Drove into their front yard, drove through their garage, drove over a fire hydrant, over a curb, into a church full of orphan nuns.
Man, that's rough.
Well, yeah, before I was in the show, I had a couple curb checks.
About what?
I remember the day, everything. You were talking to the kid that you bought the bike for.
Cody,
yes. Yeah.
Which
oh,
was
damn.
Which I thought was a screw job.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Somebody had emailed me.
Okay.
And said, you know, we don't really have the funds, but our son is paralyzed, and we're trying to raise money to buy him a bicycle. I went, what kind of couple of sick... buy a bicycle for a paralyzed kid. Yeah, I'll help with it. Then they sent me an email to where they have bikes where you sit in it. It's a three-wheeler, and you pedal it with your hands.
Oh.
So I ended up having to buy them a bicycle. That was $3,000.
Those are fancy bikes.
And first of all, it's so much because it's special design, but it's also designed to grow with a child so they don't outgrow it after a year or two.
Oh, my God.
I remember Al Brumley dressed up like Santa Claus.
Oh, no.
And we drove it out to, I want to say Euless. Someplace in that area.
Sounds right.
Took the bicycle, and I told the parents and I told everybody, this is not from me. That's why we had Al Brumley. It's a friend of ours. He used to work for the Morning News. It was overweight that died from brain cancer because he liked Bob Dylan. And it was funny because I was having to help Al get into the Santa Claus outfit. I went, dude, this ain't going to fit.
Damn.
What kind of fat mother doesn't fit in a Santa Claus outfit?
And yet he still wrote nice things.
Oh, he was a fan of the show before we hooked up. He goes outside, he's telling the kid, you know, Merry Christmas, and the kid is ecstatic. And
How old was he?
7, 8?
I think so, if I remember right.
Maybe 10.
Okay.
Enough to where, you know, he had other friends that had bicycles, and they all knew how to ride, and he felt left out. Oh. And then some sucker in the crowd told the kid, I was the one that bought the bike. And then the kid thanked me. And I punched Al in his tumor.
See, you laugh, but it actually put it in remission for a while.
How do we get off on the bike?
Luke Bryan, kids, something.
I knocked the light over, and Close said he curb checked something. And
different people just losing it.
Yeah.
The girl that peed in her car.
Man, we've run too much best of. I don't need to keep going back and looking for this. I forget what I called it. Let me just see if P will pull it up on my flash.
It should at some point.
I think one guy called not too long ago saying he wrecked his truck. He like hit something, like hit like a sign or something. Remember that? Oof. It's a couple weeks ago.
Somebody hit his garage, I think.
I've heard of that.
They're pulling in the driveway and they're laughing about something inane that we've done. If we get lucky, fine. But we never intend for any of it to be
uproarious,
gut busting.
Yeah,
it's like we're just praying to God for the best.
It's funny too, because there was a chick emailed me yesterday, and it was sort of like a throwaway line that she thought was so hysterical that she spit soda all over her dash. But I forgot what the line was, but she said it in the email. And I thought, really, that was the one that got you? Because there was like three others after that I thought, okay, those would have gotten you. But different people pick up on different things and
I found it.
Know stuff.
Let me take this before we do traffic. Hello, Tara.
I'm not very happy with you right now, boss man.
Did you pee in your car?
I did.
Yes. Stay thirsty, my friends. 6:31, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy's and Eagles Black Thunder.
Sorry, give me a second. Okay, hold on.
Again, Alfie becomes the spleen of the show, useless.
He at the start, he had a purpose, and then it just all of a sudden.
Because she had called before the break, said, don't do anything funny because I got to pee really bad, and I don't know what it was we said that instigated the call for her to call back. I'm mad at you. Let me take this before we do traffic. Hello, Tara.
I'm not very happy with you right now, boss man.
Did you pee in your car?
I did.
Yes. Stay thirsty, my friends.
The way she says, I did.
Yeah,
I did.
Just dejected.
I did.
God, it's weird the results I get when I search piss on my flash drive.
That's kind of frightening.
This one, I don't know what this one is. Don't drink piss at lunch.
What?
This one. Light too, Alvy?
Yep.
Yes, Heather.
All right, you guys, like, really, seriously, stop that right now.
Oh, this was a door jiggle.
Yep.
Talking about irritating your girlfriend wife by jiggling the door handle.
I'm like shaking.
Where are you right now?
I'm a delivery driver.
So you're just in the car?
Yes, I'm in the car, and like I'm shaking. I'm not joking. Dude. Oh my God.
I had no idea really it was that Pavlovian.
Crazy.
Okay, I gotta listen to a couple of these because I have no idea what they are.
Okay.
And I feel like we keep finding gems from when we were doing mornings, and I don't know how old some of these clips are. It's just funny to type in piss and you don't know what these clips are. This one just made me piss in general. Yes.
Okay.
Tonight, find out what it would smell like if you pissed on the sun. Only on Fox 4 News.
This other one says piss woods.
That's an emergency, 911. What's your emergency? Hey, look at this. I'm out in the woods, and I need to know where I can empty my fins. Ma'am, what? I need to drain my dragon.
This was actually based on a real 911 call.
Yeah, that's right.
What? I got my titty unbuttoned, the mutton. I got the splash from my gash. I got to squeeze the scut. I got piss.
Ma'am, have you been drinking?
Why, no. Why would you ever ask me if I've been drinking? You think I make piss from divine ingestion? Yeah, I've been drinking. Now I gotta f***ing de-blam my clam.
Bam, you're gonna have to.
You better listen to me. I'm scared to piss out here. It reminds me of the time I found an alligator in my commode. New York Police Emergency 911, may I help you? Yeah, man, you can help me.
That was the first 911 call we had a flashback in. I really think we need to make this some type of feature. Just throw out a word. I'll search on my flash, because chances are, if it's foul, it's going to come up.
That's true.
That'd be funny.
Let me type in that. Okay. I had no idea I'd get results on that.
What'd you type in?
The S word.
Oh.
Tonight, find out which local salad bar contains fecal matter in their greens. I think it's obvious who we sent to investigate. The Night at 9 on Fox 4 News.
Who was it obvious we sent out? Steve Noviello?
No, we like him now, so.
We do?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't think we ever disliked him.
That's true, but we did say that he ate S a lot. Not Steve, the person.
That would have been Sean Rabb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because we make references, even though he doesn't.
That's right, you tell him. Sean Rapp, you're a shit eater.
I have more.
Sure.
Tonight at 9, Steve Noviello exposes Saul Garza's sex for shitty oranges scam. This year, the battle to become the all-time greatest begins. B-list celebrities living in commodes and bird cages at the dump, all vying for the top title. Sitting with the Stars, All Stars, live on ABC.
It's kind of fun figuring out, why did we do that?
Yeah, not only what is it, just by the name of the file or the search term, but yeah. What was the point?
This one, S and fire.
911 emergency services, what's your emergency?
Help, my shit is burning!
Okay, we already know that one. Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can find a short one.
It'll be okay, I'll be here for you. God damn, it looks like you just shit your bed.
That looks like about it. Looks like I called somebody an S-ass. This is when I was torturing Billy the Kid. I forgot what he had done.
He forgot to show up for your workout session.
Oh, yeah. How the freak did you remember that?
I just happen to remember.
Jesus.
So I'd call, leave a mess, play a guitar riff, and then sing something that had something to do with the song. I don't think this one had anything to do with the song.
Like this!
Hey, he's playing me a nice song.
Sorry, baby, I got excited and shit on your daddy.
Okay, it's not really that funny anymore. Another word before we move on? We only got about a minute.
Stink. That might be too specific.
It would be if I spell it right.
Mm.
No stinks.
Okay.
Fart.
Fart.
Fart. I was going to say smell, and then I said fart, and it came out as fart.
Okay, this one says dino farts. Do you have any idea? What's...
It must be Jurassic fart.
I'm really glad I said that.
Totally worth it.
I forgot about Dino.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hey, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by State Farm. Traffic sucks everywhere right now. Here's the very worst, but let's start off in Fort Worth. Southbound 35W right at Basswood Boulevard. Got an accident there. It's blocking the right lane. Traffic there is jacked up back from the Golden Triangle. Also in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at 121. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's jacked up back from Northeast 28th Street. Let's move into Carrollton, northbound I-35, right at Frankfort Road. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is completely stopped back from Walnut Hill. It's jacked up for at least an hour and a half through it. This is also causing delays on northbound 161 all the way back past Beltline. Just don't even bother. Find another way home. Also in Dallas, northbound 67 right at Redbird Lane. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is jacked up back from Camp Wisdom. And finally in Dallas, eastbound I-20 right at Spur 408 Patriot Parkway. Got an accident blocking three right lanes. Traffic jacked up back from Beltline. Oh, my God.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for a miracle?
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What is line one, Alfie?
He says he's the guy who ran into his garage, or at least one of the people.
Hang on. Steve. Is that right? Is it Steven?
It is.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of people that run through their own houses, so you kind of stand up.
Well, you know, I've been listening to you for years, and I've gotten this habit where at the end of the day...
I'll put him on hold for a second, see if it clears up. Ugh. Alfie, check. Check it and give me the heads up.
On it.
What was, you want to do one more? I know it sounds like we're running best of. We're not. It's, third week in January.
Mm-hmm.
How about just Dan?
Oh, God.
Damn. A lot of results when I run a search on this flash with Dan. This one's... I don't have to play all of it. I think of all the Dandos, this was my favorite.
Oh.
At Pretty Little Dan, Inc., we've taken the line of pleasure products now to a galactic level. Years in the making, this new Dando was developed in a galaxy far, far away. This new phallic device formed by Dan's own Junkatalia is powered by an omnipresent energy, so no batteries are needed. PLD, Inc. presents... The Dando Calrissian. It's perfect for ramming into your favorite Boba Fett or Jabba the Butt. It comes with a stealth mode in case you want to be a Phantom Menace. Almost so powerful it could destroy your partner's Death Starfish. The Dando Calrissian is oh so pleasurable when shoved into their Wedge Antilles. Beautifully designed, it's adorned up and down the shaft with Yodas and sht. And why would you need a Dando Calrissian?
You never know when friends might show up.
Another fine product from PLD Inc.
All right, I guess I'm going to play the whole thing.
It's a good one. I mean, if you're going to replay the whole thing, that's definitely one to do it.
Steven got his phone sorted out if you want.
Okay. Go ahead, Steven.
So, you guys were talking about strip club, and Dan called it Spearmint Rhino, and your little throwaway joke was, is that gum for fat chicks? And I lost it. I stepped out of the truck. I spilled something on my lap. I stepped out of the truck. It was still in drive. And said, I listened to the end of y'all show every day. Sit in the driveway, just listen to the end of y'all show, and I got out, spilled something on my lap, and I look up, and my truck is rolling right into the garage door.
Look at that. I got me one of them autonomous Google trucks. What?
I didn't have a spike strip or nothing to slow it down, so I just let it go.
Oh, God.
Do you, are you married?
I am. And my wife, you know, she doesn't blame you at all. And I tried telling her it was all your fault.
But does she ever ask you, come out to the driveway and go, what are you doing?
Yes, and she actually hears your voice before she makes it to the truck. And when I get inside, well, how was Russ? Well, it was funny. That's why I'm laughing. But now I'm inside.
Well, give her my apologies, then.
I will. I love you guys. You're the greatest.
That's enough. Thank you for putting up with us.
All right.
He was so sweet.
I don't know, typically when people think you're responsible for damaging their property, they don't call you the greatest.
I love you guys. You tore up my garage.
There goes my truck.
Okay. Done with this. What was the story we had started we never finished?
Hang on. I don't remember what it
candies?
Was. Candies? Yes. Yes, that's right. Yeah, the sweetheart candies, the chalky ones that are always popular on Valentine's Day.
I feel like I should win something.
Well, actually, some kids did. Yeah, they had the sweethearts.
Well, I thought for the most part, schools stopped letting kids give out cards, candies, anything.
Not all of them. Plus, yeah, kids
when
still
I was
have...
a kid, I don't know how it was with you guys, mm-hmm. because, Dan, you and I are about 20 years apart.
Yeah.
Thank you for not saying more.
Well, it's actually about what it is.
You're not 34.
No, I'm 35.
Oh. I didn't realize we were that close. Look at that. We can date.
Mm-hmm.
On Valentine's Day, you would tape a little sack to the side of your desk.
Yep.
And everybody would walk around. And Kenzie, did they even do that when you were in school?
Yeah. If we didn't do that, we would open our lockers, and everyone would go to each locker and put their little baggy thing that they made for that kid, and you had to make something for everybody, and...
But a lot of school districts, okay, well, they had obviously started to adjust by your era because they said you had to make something for everybody. With us, you didn't have to give something to everybody, and that's why they went back and finally changed it of, well, you know, it's going to make some kids feel left out because they don't get a Valentine's. Well,
yeah,
you know, the whole idea with Valentine's is it's not really a loving thing for the most part.
Right.
But it's like, don't be a dick to people all year, and maybe you'll get something.
It's actually a valuable life lesson to be learned. And I don't think the school had...
Just think of it as an extension of the Ten Commandments.
Yeah. Like, I don't remember in elementary school, I don't remember the teacher or the school saying every kid has... You have to bring enough for everybody kind of thing. But I think most of the parents kind of wanted their kids to do that anyway. But still, the cute girls, the popular guy, whatever, they still got more than there were minimum. Everyone got the minimum.
Anybody had a crush on, they got a little extra on their card.
That's right.
Or maybe. I might give them the candies. Mm-hmm. They're like, you know, little heart candies with the phrases on it.
Yep.
Like, mm-hmm. pee on me.
Those don't say that.
And it's hard to abbreviate those and get them on that little candy thing.
So were the kids, they came up with new phrases?
Yeah, Sweethearts ran a contest where kids could submit suggestions for new phrases on Conversation Hearts, and they picked three phrases directly from children. Each of the kids who submitted a winning phrase got $1,000. The three new phrases from kids are...
Phrases.
Did I say phases? Well, maybe I want Star Trek hearts.
It'd be phasers.
Whatever.
Homo Klingon.
They are girl power.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Mine didn't make it.
What was yours?
Fist my pee hole. Shrimp it good. I heart taint jobs. I was going to use that, and I was afraid I'd get sued by Bob Pittman. If you say I heart anything anymore, all of a sudden Clear Channel's all up in your ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, flags go up. What you heart?
Are there more?
Yeah, also love to dance. That was another one. And the third one that they chose from the kids, pugs and kittens. Aww.
That one's so close to something else make me want to vomit. The front says Pugs and Kelly. On the back side it says Failure. So you give an extra one that says Epic.
They actually have some other new conversation arts that were just general ones that they're putting out there, not from the kids.
Like, be my towel.
No.
My sperm, your left eye.
No, like BFF. Also, Te Amo.
Big Fat, what?
BFF.
Big Fat.
No, best friend forever.
Oh, no. How do we be best friends? You'd be my big fat oofer.
Also,
Te Amo.
Yeah, Te Amo, which is, of course, I love you in Spanish. There's one that's just a picture of a smiley face. Also, they did the French for I love you, which is je t'aime.
Je t'aime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I remember Pepe Le Pew used to say that a lot to them cats.
That's, yes.
That he was trying to f***. Stupid idiot skunk. Only thing good come out of France. I wrote one that didn't make it. I submitted to the candy company.
Mm-hmm.
Chew my skin tags.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Oh.
Cream pie for you.
Ooh.
Roses are red, let's f***. Tongue my butt. You're my favorite dumpster.
Favorite dumpster.
My ass leaks for you.
Oh, my God.
Number four, letter U.
Letter one?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I'm just saying with the number four, letter U. Yeah, because it's got to fit on the heart.
I had to abbreviate all of them. Somehow I had to make my own hearts. They ended up being about the size of a hubcap. My ass leaks for you. Ride the Volvo.
Well, I don't think that's... No.
Bleed on my taint.
Ew.
My nuts, your butt. Skeet for your feet. Do you have any more? Cause I got a couple left.
I think you're doing good.
Front blood. Helmet gets mud.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Last break.
6:54. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. On the check on traffic, Al McCoy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by State Farm. Traffic still sucks and it ain't changed much. This time, let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound I-20. Right at Spur 408, Patriot Parkway got an accident there. Still blocking the three right lanes. Traffic's jacked up back to the Beltline. Also in Dallas, northbound 67, right at Redbird, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Camp Wisdom. Moving to Carrollton, northbound I-35, right at Frankfort Road, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's completely stopped back from Walnut Hill. Still about an hour and a half delay through it. Good luck. Into Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at 121. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's jacked up back from Northeast 28th Street. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Basswood Boulevard. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's completely stopped back from Golden Triangle. Nearly an hour delay through that. Listen to Skull tomorrow morning at 7:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to see Seether and Papa Roach on January 31st at the Southside Ballroom. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walgreens. Tonight, rainy and cold. Some wet snow is possible, but it's not going to stick or anything like that because the overnight low is only going to be 38. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning. Afternoon sun along with a high of 50. Right now, it's 41 at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Okay, I wrote my show notes, and it's been like 7 hours now. I just, in addition to the other stuff, I just wrote sports. Was there a, I guess, the football thing?
The football thing.
That was probably what I meant.
That was the big thing.
Because sometimes I'll just write down couple words and
keywords.
And I'll be able to remember what it was.
There was two other sports, or I guess three sports other things. You had Vegas was actually putting odds on the Patriots coach.
That was it.
Yeah, the Bill Belichick, you heard him earlier denying that he knew anything about any inflate, deflate balls, whatever. But actually, Vegas is taking odds on whether or not he'll be suspended for the Super Bowl. The odds, they're long, at 15-2. But they're also taking bets on the odds that Bill will be suspended for at least one game at some point, and that's 3-2. The most interesting one, of course, being whether or not they'd actually suspend him for the Super Bowl. Meanwhile, there are now reports. This is what I was mentioning to you earlier about the deflated balls. It was the Baltimore Ravens. They think their kicking balls were underinflated during their playoff game against the Patriots the previous weekend. That's kind of one of those reports you were hearing, but I don't really think they ever got confirmation from the Ravens on it. The Patriots, though, wouldn't have had their hands on those balls, so they couldn't have messed with them. And even Ravens coach Jim Harbaugh said he didn't think they were tampered with. He just thinks I'd chalk it up to being cold.
Well, then you would slightly overinflate. I mean, does the NFL allow a range, or is it a specific PSI?
It's a range of 12.5 to 13.5.
Okay, and Brady said he likes 12.5.
He likes his right on that bottom edge.
Okay. That's still a big drop.
2 pounds per square inch, they were saying, the NFL, as far as those 11 out of 12 balls.
But again, you're going to have to go back and prove intent, and who's going to fess up? Yeah, we decided we're going to underinflate the balls, give us the upper edge. As long as everybody denies it, what physical proof are you going to have?
I think at that point, you're right.
There's going to be security cameras where you see him letting air out of balls.
Yeah, I think at that point, if you're the team, one way to go is certainly deny, 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 and say, hey, why are you mad at us? Your balls is defective, NFL.
Yeah, we didn't buy the balls. You bought the balls. We just aired them up.
Mm-hmm.
If you're that concerned about it, air them up, check them, keep them. Then hand them to us when you think it's time to change the ball over.
Yep.
That's a government mentality type thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we checked all the balls and then gave them back to the team. Yeah, we certainly can't do anything untoward in between plays. The whole thing is just, it sounds like, no offense, Kinsey, like Kinsey came up with the rules.
Hey!
I said no offense.
None taken.
Well,
gee, you had to say it twice, apparently.
I like how people always think that's going to be mitigate the slam. Hey,
no, it never does.
No offense. Ye a fat bitch.
I mean a big one.
Yeah. Biggest, ugly, huge, fat bitch I ever met.
Pretty
big fat bitch.
Again.
But, bless your heart.
Wow.
Some people will do that.
Ooh, man, that'll get you.
You know what? Bless her heart. That is the biggest, nastiest, fastest I've ever seen on legs. I've seen big, nasty, fat, but they was on fours.
Mm-hmm.
This one's standing up, dangling around. Got an udder that would make a cow envious. I don't know why people think that that's going to take the edge off the slam. Bless your heart. I've never seen things like that that would actually tuck into your stockings.
And even when you say it fancier, with all due respect, that's not much better.
You always know a slam's coming.
Yeah, respect you, bud.
I've even thought about that before. If I ever use that phrase, what I would actually say that with all due respect, because you know following that is going to be, with all due respect, I think you're a retard. I think you're a eater.
I'm pretty sure everything you just said.
But no offense, Don.
I seem to think the all due respect kind of adds to the slam, though. It kind of makes it just a little bit punchier.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're still trying to stay with it. That's almost a military thing. All right. Permission to speak freely? Oh, yeah. Well, with all due respect, I think your entire plan for this invasion is just totally up. And I think that you're probably a product of some type of thing that lived through a Kinsey miscarriage.
Jesus.
Sir.
The salute makes it okay.
That was preposterous.
No, it wasn't preposterous. It's feasible. It was nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Feasible?
Sure it is. You can have something come out of you wasn't supposed to live, but it did. And then jumps up and sings Hello, My Baby.
And scoots off back towards the kitchen.
Top hat and cane made it okay.
Barbaric.
Thank you.
You're welcome, but no offense. Hey, my mic's off.
She is so special. Bless her heart.
Yeah. No offense. What were you going to read?
I also had another sports thing was about the Seattle Seahawks running back who likes to grab his crotch when he flies in the end zone. And then there's also, we mentioned Luke Bryan earlier, and he had big news yesterday.
Was this a celebratory thing with the guy that grabbed his crotch, or does he just got maybe the itchies?
He might. I don't know. But it's for the most part, he does it celebrating. Most guys have like a touchdown dance. After a big run or a big play.
How much of a dance can you get away with before it's considered excessive celebration?
It's subjective. First of all, it can only be just you. It cannot be you and teammates having some sort of choreographed number. Then that's a flag.
Like to where everybody gets together and does a Flash Carlton dance.
Exactly.
Okay.
If you get in the end zone and you do the Carlton, you good. However, if you jump up on the goalpost, stand on them and do the Carlton, that's going to get a flag.
Okay, well, something like that really shouldn't be subjective. You need to set cold, hard rules.
They've tried, but it's still got to be...
All right, so who got fined for grabbing his dick?
It's Marshawn Lynch. He's the running back for the Seattle Seahawks. He was fined $20,000 for his post-touchdown crotch grab in the NFC.
How long did he grab his crotch?
Was
it something like, he makes it into the end zone, duh, foof, done, or was it like...
Yeah, more like the first one.
Okay, well, that one was just, a tenth of a second. The second one I did is like pointing at the crotch, grab it a few times, point at chicks in the stadium, and point at them, back at it. And then you go,
No, he got fined $20,000 for it. But this is something that he's been doing. I don't know how long he's been doing it, but I've noticed it in the past couple months.
Does he get fined every time?
That I don't know. This is the first I've heard of him actually getting fined for it.
All right.
Now, he might have gotten fined the previous week. I think he had a big run where he had run over like five different guys on his way to the end zone. And as he's about to cross the end zone,
I rub my all over their faces.
Almost. He jumps in the air, leaps. As he's falling back into the end zone, he just holds the ball up with one hand and is cranking his other.
Okay. Do they ever in the NFL, do they have things, they look at penalties in a collective fashion, like in as far as the justice, not industry.
Justice system?
System.
Yeah.
Three strikes, you're out.
Yeah. They'll have repeat offender type stuff. So like if you get fined for one infraction your first time, you get small fine. You do it again, the fine goes up. Again, the fine keeps getting larger, and then depending on what the infraction is, that can also lead to a suspension.
Okay.
And then it's like the drug policy. You get if you get busted on a
but
weed,
they do have that in place. So if as the offenses build, so do the fines.
Yes.
Eventually leading to ejection, suspension, whatever.
Depending on the infraction. Like if it's drugs, your first time you test positive, you go treatment program.
Okay. All right. So this guy has a problem with grabbing his penis and recidivism.
Yes.
Did he try and explain it like, hey, I made the play and it got sideways on me.
See, that's
sometimes that happens. You have to shift it.
However, this guy, he is one of those that does not talk to the media. He doesn't like it.
Well, he's going to have to talk to the NFL or just go ahead and pay the fine and take it.
And that's what he did earlier this year. He was fined $100,000 earlier this year for not speaking to the media. The players are required to speak to the media.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All of them.
You have to, at the very least, have to make yourself available.
I don't think that's necessarily fair.
Most of the players don't agree with it because some players love to talk to the media.
Well,
others
do,
don't.
And that's okay if you're an outspoken person. But a lot of celebrities, performers, actors, musicians are introverts, and they don't really want to talk to somebody.
It's a weird.
I don't think it's fair, especially if possibly you have some type of phobia about talking to people or the media. All of a sudden, all you got to do is get a note from your psychiatrist or psychologist. He can't really talk to people. Oh, he loves to grab his We're still working on that one.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like that much of an introvert as he grabs his crotch as he flies across the end zone.
I don't think it's fair to make them all talk to the media. But
I think
you get paid enough, and if it's in your contract, you've agreed to it, and you have to do it.
Yeah, and that's
part of it. Okay, so he got fined $100,000. Now he's got $20,000 for grabbing his
mm-hmm.
And then what?
They're also saying that ESPN's Adam Schefter reported the NFL is also considering fining him significantly more than the $50,000 for each of the past two seasons for not talking to the media. So talking about fining him even more for not talking.
And if you sign that in the agreement, then it's breach of contract. So you got one of two options. Either you've breached and we let you go, or we fine you and you get to stay. What do you think he makes?
I don't know his exact number, but it's seven figures.
Okay, when you get to that point, you can afford $50,000.
But when he was fined that $100,000 earlier this year, he decided, all right, fine, I'm going to talk to the media.
So okay, is he well into the seven figures?
Yeah.
Or just barely?
No, my guess is in the $5 to $8 million okay. range.
Because if it's just $1 million, that's just $1 million.
I know.
$100,000 is 10% of your income, so that starts to sting. I think I'd let it go. Grabbing my crank after a big play is not really something. They can't drop their drawers, can they?
No, definitely not. Although it happens accidentally on occasion.
Yeah, it just happens.
Sorry, my pants fell down and I took a
There was a college player at a bowl game over the holidays break that had a poop stain.
Well, I'm sure they didn't do that in a celebratory fashion.
No, I think his was
Look at that, he just scored a touchdown. What are you going to do? I'm going to Disneyland because I just shit my pants.
It was bad because, of course, he was wearing white pants. That's everybody knew.
Oh, man.
Okay, we can understand the consider it as far as your whole unexcited utterance. Where you actually just shit. But really? Finishing off on the cheerleader.
Yay!
We're number one.
We're number one! Here! I'm sorry, the moon in the crowd thing was totally by accident. My pants fell down and I realized my shoes were untied. And then my IBS kicked in. And then my asshole looked like Senior Wince's. Again, only a joke for people 45 and over.
That's all right.
Sorry.
Well, that there is looks like he's doing the fountain celebration.
I'm not sure, but I think his asshole winked at me. I'm sorry, was there more?
Lynch, along with the rest of the Seahawks, slated for a media availability Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week. If he decides to go with his usual repeat a single phrase routine, the Super Bowl trip could end up being a significant hit to his wallet. After he got fined the $100,000 earlier this year, he said, okay, I'll talk to the media. So when they'd ask him a bunch of questions, he'd just say, yeah.
Are you not really required to expound?
Well, no, not really. I mean, that's...
Okay, then there's his loophole.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about the game? I did. Ask me some questions. See how I do.
Marshawn, how do you think you performed in today's game?
Good.
Do you think this is a big win for your team?
Felt like it.
Do you feel like you and your team are on the right track for the playoffs?
Records say we are.
What were your expectations going into this season?
Lot.
What are your hopes for finishing out the season?
To be a rubber tree plant.
You must have seen his photo.
Why?
There's some similarities.
Actually, that's kind of easy. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to get locked up.
No, it's not that bad. It's just he's not, I don't know. I don't know how intelligent he is or isn't.
I don't care. Ask me something else.
Okay. How did you think your defense performed today?
Like Triscuits.
What about the player quarterback? He seemed like he had a good day.
He's potted meat. This really kind of goes back to like, who's the guy that we have on had on that does walking?
Kevin Pollak?
Yes, him.
Yeah. He goes, ask me any question, because Kevin Pollak always answers, his answers have nothing to do with the question. This is kind of like that.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why it's kind of easy. Here, what do you think about the quarterback? Spy him.
Mm-hmm. Here, I'm going to give you some inspiration. This is what he looks like.
Okay, just big guy, kind of a goat, slight beard, do-rag, dreads, almost kind of, is he gimpy-eyed?
He's a little cross-eyed.
Is he really? You hold the picture up again? Oh, yeah.
That's not the photo you put next to, like, the professor of Shakespeare.
Yeah, they're not really crossed, but you could tell
it's going that way.
It's his left eye that is kind of askew and up to where he looks quizzical. That's why you keep asking me these questions about the team. What else you won't know?
Earlier in the season, a lot of people had you guys counted out, weren't even going to win your division. How does it feel now to make your naysayers eat it?
I have meningitis.
What do you think about the Patriots and this deflate gate going on?
I love clam chowder.
You love what chowder?
Clam chowder.
Clam chowder, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I don't mean the soup. I got to New England and I find chicks with infections. This really is easier than coming up with stuff for Jason Garrett with their press conferences. I enjoy the National Football League and the chances that we are provided to play in the league. And our goal is to not get shunned in January again. Plus, what I care, I just got another five-year contract. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, you done with that one?
Yeah.
I saw, I didn't read the whole story. I just saw that, I think the headline was something like Luke Bryan has a big year ahead of him.
Yes. Luke Bryan held a press conference yesterday to announce plans for what is going to be a very busy year. The biggest news is his Kick the Dust Up World Tour, which launches May 8th in Grand Forks, North Dakota. The tour will feature 7 stadium shows and it wraps October 30th in Detroit, Michigan. He's also doing his final spring break-themed album and concerts. The album is called Spring Break Checkin' Out, and it'll be out March 10th.
Are they coming through? Is he coming through North Texas at all?
I didn't get a chance to check on that. Alfie, will you look?
Looking it up now.
Because is he not?
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay. Because
my guess is that
there's certain
would.
Things I'd go to, only because at this point, I kind of feel like you and Luke Bryan are related. So I feel like I have to support him. And it's like with all the stuff with Merle Haggard, you know, driving to wherever it is, one of the casinos, to see him in April. By the way, Kenzie, that concert sold out. To go see Merle.
Nuh-uh.
Am I lying?
No, he's not lying.
Okay, well, I'll get tickets from a scalper.
You think that's a good idea on an Indian reservation?
Damn. Man, I'd finish on that, but I know we're talking about Luke. Yeah, just don't say that.
Oh, my God. I didn't say it. Dan said it.
No.
No, it didn't.
Dan did it.
Where's he playing? Is it Choctaw?
Windstar.
That's in Oklahoma.
I'm so depressed.
Where is Choctaw? Is that Louisiana?
No. Choctaw is also in Oklahoma, but it's off of 75 in Durant. Windstar is off of 35.
Okay.
Luke Bryan is playing the Gexa in October this year.
You're damn right I am. I'm sad. Can't wait. I love the Gexa. Gexa. Start. What the hell is it called?
It's some place you get your insurance.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that insurance place.
Kenzie will find tickets to Merle if you really want to go.
I do. I'm like legitly upset right now.
Well, it's
not
as much, not as much as the Indians are.
Dan!
Be mad at me. You're the one that said
you started it.
Hey, never mind. That one's a bad one. I'm just assuming it's sold out because the chick said she heard us talking about it. Her husband's a big Merle fan. They looked into it, and they said it was sold out at one star.
It is. I even tried going through our sales department, and they could not get us tickets.
No VIP, nothing.
Nothing.
Okay, now it's almost a mission.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, initially, and somebody called and just said, all right, sold out. I went, oh, well, too bad. Can't go see Merle. But isn't he also playing in Texas, like New Braunfels?
He may be. I can look it up.
I'm almost certain that he is. Because I remember seeing that the other day when I was checking up, is trying to see the ticket prices for
Windstar. I don't know
Windstar.
If that's closer of a drive, because that's almost Austin.
It's New Braunfels will be farther than Windstar, but it may not be sold out
yet. If we take a party bus, who cares?
Yeah,
road trip!
Thank you for being so loud. Forgot what I was going to say. Now it's a mission. I wasn't really that big on it. Now, you will not deny me the Merle. And not only do I want to go see Merle, I want to be on stage and sing Moving On.
There it is. Yes.
He's channeling his inner animal spirit.
I'm channeling my childhood Merle.
No, it's your spirit animal.
Oh, God.
I wonder what they call his fan club.
Probably the Strangers, because this girl, I think his band is called Merle Haggard and the Strangers.
Oh. See, I didn't even know that.
Man, I don't like that I did.
You are immersed.
I'm not immersed. I had to grow up with it. I think that's the name of his band, like Bob Seger and Silver Bullet Band. Very seldom do you hear the Silver Bullet Band. You just hear Bob Seger. Merle Haggard's Merle Haggard. Damn. But I think it's in the Strangers.
Well, if it's the Strangers, we can get you in.
All right, I'm coming out of the Merle closet.
Yes, finally. With your I Heart Merle t-shirt.
Merle's playing New Braunfels March 26th and the 28th, and he's also playing in Midland and in Oklahoma City.
March 28th is Chloe's birthday.
Hell yeah.
Hey.
Does it say sold out?
It does not.
Playing where in New Braunfels?
The Whitewater Amphitheater.
Okay.
Sounds like the right place.
Well, I mean, it's an amphitheater. It's got to be pretty big, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if we're going to go, we need to buy tickets and just lock this down to get it over with.
Do you want to do that, or do you want the mission of trying to make it to Windstar?
I'm just saying the mission to see Merle.
Okay.
Because I think the guy's in his late 70s. And I really think, say, Alfie's able to work it out where I get on stage and sing with Merle.
Oh, my God.
I think even somebody like James Hetfield would go, sang with Merle Howard. Yeah, Merle Haggard.
If we're gonna get you on stage, we're going to need to. Mm-hmm.
I got the song down. I sang it drunk during the holidays.
I know, but at the very least, need to practice saying his name.
Yeah.
I love you, Merle Howard.
He's my favorite. Sorry I'm the passing to Larry Fine. What else about Luke Bryan? But seriously, we're going to buy tickets. Tell me now. I'll buy them.
I'm in.
Let's go.
Let's
That's
do
one.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chloe?
Oh, yeah.
Dan?
I'm in.
Alfie?
I'm down.
That's five. We taking anybody?
I know Tara would want to go.
Okay. You buy that one.
That's fine.
I'll pay for the show.
I'll bring you money for my ticket.
I said I'll pay for the show.
Thank you, buddy.
Is there anyone else up here you want to invite?
Not that I'm going to pay for.
That's why. That's all I'm asking.
People on the show. You know Everett's not going to go.
No.
What's the rest of Luke?
Finally, in addition to his spring break stuff, the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum in Nashville is putting together a Luke Bryan exhibit that will open in May and run through November.
A Luke Bryan exhibit?
Yes.
Of what?
It's
Funny you should ask. I have many things that I would like to put into the museum that are mine.
Don't you feel you're kind of young to already have a museum?
I know. That's why I feel very blessed and honored to put many of my cherished belongings in it.
Why do you think you deserve this?
Well, I didn't say I deserved it. They asked, and I said, hell yeah. The Country Music Hall of Fame says, we're going to make you an exhibit. You say, okay.
So you think you've earned it just because you were the...
CMA Entertainer of the Year?
You know, that was for last year. It was 2014.
I know, but did you miss when I said, or I'm sorry, when Dan said how big of a year I got planned this year? It's going to be bigger than last year.
Well, this doesn't sound like really a lot of things you're going to do. It sounds like a lot of accolades.
Oh, it's a lot
like
of things
Luke
I'm doing.
Bryan I got museum?
Yeah. That's in addition to my stadium shows, my world tour, my spring break CD.
In fact, I think you got the number 5 country album in the country.
Should have been number 1. But anyway, let me tell you some of the stuff you'll be able to see in my museum. This is going to be this jacket that I was wearing when I was hugging Garth Brooks at the CMAs last year. It's pretty sweet.
I'll give you some music to go over. Good.
And then this here is my Hokey Pokey participation ribbon from my second grade field day. I was the 5th best Hokey Pokier in all of Leesburg, Georgia.
You know, 5th place really isn't that good. Because really all you gotta
do sorry,
is...
where did you place in yours?
I stand condemned, dressed down.
That's right. And then this here is my 2nd place, not 5th. My 2nd place all-district choir trophy from high school. I would have gotten 1st, but my choir teacher said I couldn't sing, so I had one of my boys cut off her pinky toes.
You gonna have any pictures of you with people, like the photo of you hugging Buck Owens' dead body?
Yeah, they asked for that, but I'm not sure if I'm ready to hand that one over just yet. I may just give them a replica, because while it's a photo of me hugging Buck, I still sometimes go to bed hugging the photo of me hugging dead Buck.
Plus, just the fact that you had to dig him up to hug him.
That's a lot of effort.
That's also a grave robbery.
And, well, I mean, criminal.
Defiling a grave.
It's not defiling if he liked it. Why are you so negative?
Makes you think he liked it.
He didn't say no.
I just pulled his mouth up so he's smiling,
mm-hmm.
And I did the picking.
Yeah. I gave him more of an opportunity than any of those women that accused Cosby.
When you put him back in the coffin,
mm-hmm.
Face up or face down?
Why you gotta ask so many questions? Especially when you're a skeleton-ish. You can be face up, but you can still be ass up. Good, I could save the rest for tomorrow.
Are there more you want to get to?
Nope, tomorrow it is. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can find and follow us all across social media. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com, where Nikki Six is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190TalkRadio.com, where Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. Hang on, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
This place tomorrow morning, this is Friday, so I can't say. All right, see you guys later.
Metroplex.